The Canucks extended their winning streak to 3 games with a crucial win over the Sharks on Saturday. Hammered into the boards by Kyle Burrows. His helmet came off, but it's a 2-on-1 for the Canucks the other way. Dickinson down the right wing, digs around, Kokkonen, he scores! 2-on-1 for the Canucks if they hurry. Garland down the left wing, settles, he scores! And a piano just fell off Connor Garland's back. He hadn't scored in the last 19 games. Up the left wing for Horvat. Sanders into the slot for Chiasson with a one-time chance. Held out by Kokkonen. Then Horvat gets it to Chiasson. Left circle. He scores! Red hot Alex Chiasson scores again. His third goal in as many games. And the Canucks lead 3-2. Tonight, it's Vancouver's biggest game of the season to date against the Golden Knights, who also need a win as they try to chase down a playoff spot. It's the Vancouver Canucks and the Vegas Golden Knights. NHL hockey is on the air, live from Rogers Arena in Vancouver.
This is Alpine Credit's Canucks Hockey on the official home of the Canucks. Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network.
Brandon Batchelor and Corey Hirsch with you again tonight from the Jim Robson Broadcast Gondola inside Rogers Arena as we get you set for the final meeting of the regular season between the Vancouver Canucks and the Vegas Golden Knights. And Hershey, this is a big one. Vegas has 84 points from 73 games. The Canucks have 80 points from 73 games. They're both trying to rein in either the Dallas Stars or the LA Kings, who both have 86 points. Both sit in playoff spots right now. A massive game for both teams here tonight.
This is a playoff game. If there was a win and in playoff game for the Canucks, this is it. This is a team they have to catch. Dallas has to play Tampa at home. And we know Tampa is one of the, if not the best team in the National Hockey League. That's a team they're trying to catch. LA played Chicago. There's some more games going on. However, they have to win this game if they want to stay in the race and stay with Vegas, because Vegas is in the same battle they are.
And those games on the out-of-town scoreboard, the Kings are up 3-1 on the Blackhawks late in the second period. The Lightning and Stars are still scoreless midway through the first. We'll keep an eye on those as the evening proceeds. Let's take a look at tonight's betting odds. They're brought to you by Play Now Sports, your local BC Sportsbook. Tonight we're looking at the over-under in this game. And if you want to place a wager on over 6 goals combined between the two teams, a $10 bet has the potential to win $9.52 for a total of $19.52. That means the two teams must combine for 7 or more goals for the over to win. Let's take a look at the scratches tonight. First for Vancouver, Brandon Sutter remains out with long-haul COVID symptoms. Brady Keeper has a fractured leg. Tucker Pullman has a head injury. Matthew Highmore, an upper body injury. Same goes for Brock Besser and Tanner Pearson, upper body injuries. They're not in the lineup tonight. Nils Höglander is still out with that lower body injury. Nick Petan, the lone healthy scratch for the Canucks as Sheldon Dries draws into the lineup. For the Golden Knights, Jake Bischoff's out with an undisclosed injury. Same goes for Nick Hegg, Nolan Patrick, and Lauren Brossoit. Riley Smith has a knee injury. Brett Howden has an upper body injury. William Carrier has a lower body injury. Jonas Rönnberg and Dylan Coughlin are the healthy scratches tonight as Mark Stone makes his return to the Vegas Golden Knights lineup. He hasn't played in the last 26 games with a back injury, but he's back in tonight. Starting goaltenders this evening for the Canucks, it's Thatcher Demko. He's 3-1-1 in his last 5 games with a .932 save percentage in that stretch. At the other end of the ice, it's Robin Lehner. He's been back for 3 games from injury. And in that stretch, he's got 2 wins and 1 loss with a .910 save percentage. The Golden Knights start the game with Braden McNabb and local product Shea Theodore on the blue line. Up front, it's Evgeny Dadonov on left wing with Jack Eichel at center ice and Nicholas Waugh on the right side. For the Canucks, Quinn Hughes and Luke Shen start the game on the back end. It's Vasily Podkolzin on left wing with JT Miller down the middle and Alex Chiasson on the right side. It's the Canucks and the Golden Knights, a huge head-to-head meeting with playoff hopes on the line for both clubs. And we'll have the opening face-off when we return to Rogers Arena. On Alpine Credits, Canucks Hockey on Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network. Welcome back inside Rogers Arena, where it's just about time to drop the puck. The Vancouver Canucks and the Vegas Golden Knights in game number 74 of the regular season for both teams. The Canucks are 35, 28, and 10. The Golden Knights 40, 29-4. Both clubs on the outside of the playoff picture in the Pacific Division, looking for a crucial 2 points tonight. Canucks are in the home blue uniforms with the white and green trim. They'll skate from right to left in the first period. The Golden Knights in their road white uniforms with gold, silver, and red trim will go from left to right. The officials tonight, the referees are Brad Meyer and Wes McCauley. The linesmen, Bevan Mills and Derek Nansen. As JT Miller and Jack Eichel, the two number nines, line up at center ice. And the puck is down as Miller wins the opening faceoff to Luke Shen on the right wing boards. And he dumps it into the Vegas zone to our left. Todd Colson after it on the forecheck. Braden McNabb on the end wall. Back to it, sweeps it out to center, and Quinn Hughes retreats to it in his own zone. Hughes behind the net, plays an outlet pass near side, JT Miller. Try to pass rink wide, was behind Luke Shen. He's chased back into the corner by Dadanoff. It digs it free to the near side for Hughes. Backhand pass ahead for Miller, now to center for Alex Chason, who gains the red line but mishandled the puck and gave it away to Braden McNabb. McNabb leaves for Dadanoff at his own blue line. Both teams get partial changes as Dadanoff flips it back to Shea Theodore in the defensive zone and heads off for a change, and Theodore clears deep into the Canuck end. Ekman Larson behind the net, backhands it high around the glass far side. Horvat missed it, William Carlson centered. But it's tipped to the far boards by Pettersson. He fires it up the right wing for Horvat into the Vegas zone. Forced wide by Pietrangelo, who tripped him up. There's a penalty coming up here. I think it's going to go against the Golden Knights defenseman, although it looked to me like Horvat just fell. But on a second look, Pietrangelo had his stick in his skates, and the Canucks get an early power play just 57 seconds into the game. Corey Hirsch.
Well, even Pietrangelo, he's looking at this one like, did that even happen? And he looked at his skate or his stick to see if there was anything on his tape, but it was his stick went right through the middle of the blade, Brendan. And really unlucky for Pietrangelo. That's, you know, bad luck for him. Good luck for the Canucks. They go on the power play early.
Which is brought to you by Play Now Sports. Get $250 to Play Now Sports, BC's sportsbook. They win the faceoff. Miller, left circle, side of the goal for Chase on the front. Horvat scores! What a start for the Canucks as the captain cashes in on the power play. His 31st of the year gives Vancouver a 1-0 lead.
Well, this is just an absolute bullet and a set play. JT Miller wins the draw. Pettersson puts it back to Hughes. Hughes puts it down to JT Miller. Chason's at the goal line, and it's a couple of bumps and back into the slot to Horvat. Down on one knee, one-time shelf over the glove of Robin Leonard. And the Canucks are up 1-0.
And they go to 1-for-1 on the power play tonight. After going 0-for-7 in the win over San Jose on Saturday, the goal comes 1:04 into the first period as the Canucks ice it on the ensuing play. The time of the goal is brought to you by Cromakai, Western Canada's trusted accountants for over 50 years. Find out more at cromakai.ca.
A great start for the Canucks. And nice to be able to get a power play like that. And it was actually Bo Horvat that won that draw back to Pettersson. I thought Miller had initially taken the draw, but it looked like a set play right off the top of the draw, and it worked.
Golden Knights win the faceoff of the Vancouver zone. Alec Martinez left wing, trying to pass into the slot. It was in the skates of Chandler Stevenson, and Martinez gets it free at the line to Zach Whitecloud. Long wrist shot, stopped by Demko. He saw it all the way. And there's a skirmish in front with Pacioretty and Mark Stone both trying to crash the crease. Horvat trying to get it. Pacioretty gave him a shot, and I think Pacioretty's getting a penalty here.
I think they're both going to go, but you're right. It is Pacioretty
who tried to go at Demko.
Horvat's PO'd. And Horvat should have a penalty. He punched him in the face, but he might get away with one.
As it looks like it's just going to be Pacioretty. And it's unsportsmanlike conduct against the Vegas forward. So the Canucks get their second power play of the game, and we're not even 90 seconds into it.
Well, for Horvat to be that PO'd, and he's lucky he didn't get one himself, but I've never seen him beeline over to a guy and punch him right in the face.
The power play is brought to you by Play Now Sports. Get $250 to Play Now Sports, BC's sportsbook. Golden Knights win the faceoff in their own zone, and Braden McNabb clears to the right point, but Pettersson held it in, knocking it out of midair. It's a nice move into the slot around Waugh. Shovels it to the left boards for JT Miller. Miller, tied up by Waugh on the boards, goes back to the line for Quinn Hughes, again to JT Miller, left circle. Miller tried to pass back to the line for Hughes, but it tips off the stick of Chandler Stevenson and back into the Vancouver end.
So I saw what happened. Pacioretty in front of the net at the whistle, put his stick just gently under Bo's chin and then pushed up with his stick. And that'll get you the unsportsmanlike, and that will make somebody PO'd.
Canucks back to work in the Vegas zone. Miller to the top of the point for Hughes. Wrist shot tipped by Horvat. It didn't miss by much. Past the stick side of Leonard. Chase on back to it in the corner. Gets it free for Horvat behind the net. He's tied up by McNabb. As they continue to battle for it, McNabb holding on to Horvat's stick. Cleared it around the near boards. And then it's swept out to center by Matthias Janmark near side. Canucks regrouping quickly. Miller across the line on the left wing. Hit into the boards by McNabb. Janmark gets it out to center. And then Braden McNabb clears it back into Vancouver territory. 50 seconds left in the Canuck power play. 2:40 elapsed in the first period. Vancouver already leads Vegas 1-0 on the power play goal by Bo Horvat, his 31st of the season.
Now Vegas does have 10 shorthanded goals on the year, so they have to be careful not to give up anything the other way.
Bit of a different look second unit onto the ice right now. Podkolzin, Dries, Garland, Hunt, and Ekman-Larsson. As they'll battle for it, left corner in the Vegas zone, but Alec Martinez is back to it and lifts it high in the air on the backhand all the way down the ice.
Well, Canucks so far played pretty well, but Vegas self-destructing early in the first 3 minutes.
Podkolzin into center, played it across the Vegas line for Dries, but it was offside. And the faceoff will come out into neutral ice, 3:15 into the first. Canucks up 1-0 with 13 seconds left on the power play. Of course, tonight is the 32nd annual Canucks for Kids Fund Telethon presented by TD. Join your Vancouver Canucks and make a difference in the lives of some very special children. And you could win a 2022 Toyota Corolla limited edition all-wheel drive. Donate online at canucks.com/telethon today. Be a part of the team and help us help BC Kids. Power play is over for the Canucks. They go to 1-for-2 on the man advantage as Stevenson left wing at center. Plays ahead for Mark Stone. He'll go to the right boards for Max Pacioretty. Out of the box, and he tips it into the Vancouver end. Stone gets it on the right wing to the near point for Whitecloud. Below the goal line to Pacioretty. Centering feet on the backhand is broken up in front by Ekman-Larsson. He gets it ahead for Jason Dickinson, who floats it to center as he steps out of the way of a hit attempt from Chandler Stevenson. Now Dickinson, left wing into the Vegas zone. Tried a long shot. It was blocked by Whitecloud to the right corner. Lamico after it. Played it below the goal line, and Theodore and Dickinson will dig away for it. Lamico joins the battle. Tried to cycle to Dickinson behind the net, but Theodore intercepted. Canucks will get a change as the Golden Knights start their breakout. Whitecloud gets it at center on the right wing, banks it off the glass into the Vancouver zone, but it's cleared quickly back to center by Brad Richardson for the Canucks. Theodore at his own line. To Braden McNabb, far wall, goes rink wide to the right side for Jack Eichel, tipped it deep into the Canucks zone as Nicholas Waugh pursues on the forecheck. Tyler Myers got back to it first, though, quickly ahead for Richardson, and now for Sheldon Dries to center. He dumps it into the Vegas end and pursues McNabb on the forecheck right corner. Dries hits McNabb into the boards, gets some help from Richardson as they work hard on the forecheck, but the Golden Knights get it free, and here's Jack Eichel, left wing to center with speed, tied up by Quinn Hughes at the red line. Eichel winds into the Canucks zone on right wing, driving wide on Shen with a tight angle shot, turned wide to the net by Demko, comes back to the line, McNabb throws it back to the goal along the ice, routine stop for the Canuck netminder as he kicked the rebound out to Hughes, who skates to center and makes a nice move right wing into the Vegas zone as he dumps it behind the net. Just past the 5 minute mark, first period, Canucks lead the Golden Knights 1-0. Braden McNabb at his own line. Fed ahead for Mike Amadio, he'll tip it into the Canucks zone, Alex Chason retreats to it. And goes rink wide to the far side for Luke Shen. Again for Ekman-Larsson near boards. Chased down by Amadio. Skates behind his own net. Plays far corner to Shen. He'll go up the boards for JT Miller, who backhands it middle of the ice out to center. And Alex Petrangelo leaves it his own line for Ben Hutton.
I'm surprised. Vegas playing a little apprehensive right now early. I thought they'd be more on the hunt on the forecheck, but it's the Canucks that have been the ones.
As Miller fires a shot in on Leonard from center. Leonard stopped it up high off his shoulder. Miller hits Ben Hutton into the near side corner boards, but the Golden Knights get it out to center, where Connor Garland bats it down for Miller on the right wing, and he'll sweep it back into the Vegas end. Pedersen on the forecheck, bumped Hutton into the end boards. They'll battle for it below the goal line. Horvat in on the forecheck as well, digs it free near boards. William Karlsson back to it, hit hard by Pedersen. Hutton trying to clear, then Garland is cross-checked into the wall near side by Janmark, and he'll feed it up the right wing for Karlsson. With speed into the Vancouver zone, gets a shot right on from the top of the right circle. But Thatcher Demko's there to make the save and hold. 6:13 into the first, the Canucks lead the Golden Knights 1-0 on the goal by Bo Horvat on Alpine Credits Canucks Hockey on the Sportsnet Radio Network. Face off of the Vancouver zone near circle, won by the Golden Knights for Janmark in the slot, who tried a shot that tipped off a stick wide of the net. Kyle Burrows across to it far side, makes a nice pass to center for Sheldon Dries, and he dumps it right corner into the Vegas end. Burrows playing forward tonight on the fourth line with Dries and Richardson. Brad Hunt, who played forward last game in the win over San Jose, has moved back to the blue line alongside Travis Dermott on the third pairing. Now Shea Theodore, right point in the Vancouver zone, left side for Braden McNabb. Carries down the boards, tried a centering pass that went through the slot, was out of the reach of Jake Lezision. And Burrows back to it near corner, plays ahead for Travis Dermott. He'll go rink wide to the far side for Brad Hunt, who skates to center and dumps it in as the fourth line gets a wholesale change.
Canucks early, they're being outshot 4-2, but keeping everything to the outside. I don't have Vegas down for a scoring chance. And even though Vegas has four shots, they haven't been able to generate much at all.
Miller back to it near corner in his own end. Lost the puck, side of the goal, stick handled into his own crease, and Demko was there to help him out. Cleared it ahead to Chiasson. He was forced back deep by Stone and leaves for Tyler Myers. Now to the near side for Ekman Larson. Rink wide right wing to center for Podkolzin. Rims it behind the Vegas net. Leonard out of his goal. Passes far corner for Hutton. Turned it over to Podkolzin, going right to the goal. Deeks to the forehand. Lost the handle in tight as Petrangelo tied him up just enough. But a great net drive from Podkolzin nearly created a grade A opportunity for the Canucks.
Well, Podkolzin had a goal, if not for Petrangelo. I thought he was actually going to score. He had Leonard beat, and he had an open net. And Petrangelo just kind of just took the puck away from him. A big veteran defenseman against a rookie. But, man, what a drive by Podkolzin to get to that point.
Not a great turnover from the former Canuck. Ben Hutton put it right on Podkolzin's tape down the right wing in the Vegas zone. Now Jack Eichel near side, dumps it in behind the Canuck net. Just past the 8-minute mark, first period, Vancouver leads Vegas 1-0. Alec Martinez with a drive from the line, tipped off the stick of Garland, completely changed direction. Demko would have been out of position, but luckily it went wide of the net for the Canucks. And now Elias Pettersson skates back to center. He's got Hughes and Garland with him in the rush. Pettersson stick handles in across the Vegas line, but Hughes was ahead of the play. And it's offside, 8:22 into the first. Vancouver's up 1-0. Make sure to get your tickets for tonight's online 50-50 draw. Go to Canucks.com/online5050 to enter. Ticket sales close at the end of the second intermission. Must be 19 plus and located in BC at the time of purchase to play. Know your limit, play within it. Neutral zone draw near boards outside the Vegas blue line is won by Juho Lamico. Back to Will Lockwood. Tried to drop it to Travis Dermott, but it was out of his reach, and he's got to chase it back deep into his own end. Dermott clears around to the near side. Dickinson played to the point, but Theodore held in. Now Brad Hunt from the near corner throws it around to the far side. McNabb with a shot from the line. It was deflected in front by Marchessault going to the net, but he got tangled up at the top of the crease with Brad Hunt, and Demko made the save and covered up.
Well, early Thatcher Demko solid. Vegas hasn't. I thought they'd be a little bit more on the hunt in this game early, but they played a very patient game. And the Canucks going up 1-0 early has probably done that. Probably feel a little bit apprehensive now, and the Canucks put them on their heels, which is a good job by the Canucks.
Face off to the right of Demko in the Vancouver end. Carlson and Lamico to take it, but Carlson will be thrown out of the circle, so Marchessault will step in instead. And Lamico wins it cleanly back to Tyler Myers. He'll carry it to the far corner, lift it off the glass to the blue line. Braden McNabb holds in, but Will Lockwood lays a bump on him on the glass and pushes it out to center where Marchessault gathers it and dumps it right back in. Myers in the far corner, protecting the puck from Amadio on the end boards, clears it to the near side for Oliver Ekman-Larsson. Delays under pressure from Marchessault in the corner, makes a nice rink by pass to Myers far side. He'll play it right wing to center for Lockwood, who tips it behind the Vegas net. Leonard wanted to come out of his crease, couldn't get to it in time, and Dickinson got there first, tried to center. Lockwood and Lamico were both right in front of the net, but neither of them could knock it down. As Lockwood dumps it back in and pursues McNabb on the forecheck.
Well, Leonard looks a little bit shaky early.
And Jake Lezision with a foray across the Vancouver line on the right wing, rims it around to the far side. Brad Richardson tried to get it out of the zone. Keegan Kolesar dumps it back in behind the net. Janmark centers from below the goal line for Lezision. Tried a one-time chance from the right circle, but Luke Shen got his stick in and tipped it wide of the net. Now Petrangelo shoots from the right point. That hit a body in front, either Hughes or Janmark, as they were fighting for it at the bottom of the near circle. Canucks clear to center, but Janmark dumps it back in, gave it away to Brad Hunt. And it's too many men on the ice against the Canucks, as Hunt had just jumped off the bench. But Shen had not gotten onto it. And Hunt received the pass. And so the Golden Knights get their first power play of the game just before the midway mark of the opening period.
You know what, and that's the right call watching the replay. Because if he doesn't jump on the ice at the time he does, he never gets the puck. And Luke Shen is still on the ice when he does receive it. And Canucks are going to have a monster kill here. Vegas power play has been absolutely dreadful. They haven't scored a goal in their last six games.
0 for 15 in that stretch.
They beat Arizona 6-1 and didn't score a power play goal.
As the puck goes to the near corner in the Vancouver zone off the draw. It's cleared to the line, but Theodore holds in. Left side for Dadonov, trying to rink-wide pass. Batted down in the slot by Miller, but he can't clear as Theodore keeps it into the point again. Left circle for Eichel. Side of the goal for Stone. Try to center it. Pass, but gave it away, and Tyler Myers sends it the full length back down into the Vegas end.
Well, and this is where Stone will probably help them eventually, but right there, he gave one away. And his hands aren't great right now, Brandon. We talked about that in the pregame. He's turned the puck over a couple times.
Horvat pressuring at the Vegas line. Couldn't come up with the puck. Theodore has it left point in the Vancouver zone. Far side for Jack Eichel. Carries into the corner. Back to the high slot for Shea Theodore. Now to the right wing faceoff dot for Pacioretty, who tried a shot but missed on the short side. And it rims around the corner boards and all the way back to center. Theodore at the red line. Ahead for Dadonov. Tried to drop it to Eichel. He's tied up by Horvat. Lost the puck. Horvat clears ahead for Pettersson. Foot race after the puck in the Vegas zone. Pressuring Theodore, who did well to get back to it first, and plays ahead for Mark Stone, who skates it to center. Into the Vancouver zone for Eichel. Now for Pacioretty with a long shot off the right wing. Missed the net. 50 seconds left in the Vegas power play. Eichel misses a pass in the near corner from Stone. Myers gets it behind the net, clears it around the glass, but Pacioretty knocks it down at the top of the right circle. Into the slot for Stone. Left circle, Petrangelo with a high-rising wrister missed the net. Pacioretty again on the near side, tried to center. Dickinson blocked the pass. It comes to Stone. He tried to feed it back to the line, but it was out of Petrangelo's reach and goes back into the Vegas end. Now with just 25 seconds left in the Golden Knight power play.
Well, I can see why they haven't scored. They look dysfunctional right now. Forcing plays, missing shots. Good for the Canucks.
Demko out of his net, cleared around the near boards, but it was knocked down by Waugh for Carlson right corner. He'll go to the left side for Chandler Stephenson. Now it's played in front of the net. Waugh was trying to get to the loose puck, but Miller beat him to it. Clears it ahead to the line, but Stephenson holds in. Left circle for William Carlson. Back to Stephenson. Just a couple of seconds left on the power play. Stephenson centers. Top of the crease. Waugh tips it right on. Demko covers up. The power play is over, and Vegas is 0-1 on the man advantage tonight. With 8:08 remaining in the first, it's the Canucks who lead the Golden Knights 1-0 inside Rogers Arena. You're listening to Alpine Credits Canucks Hockey on Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network. You're listening to Alpine Credits Canucks Hockey on Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network. Own your home. Alpine Credits can get your loan approved. Alpine Credits homeowners get approved. Visit alpinecredits.ca. 8:08 remaining in the first period tonight in Vancouver. The Canucks lead the Golden Knights 1-0. On an early power play goal from Bo Horvat, just a minute and 4 seconds into the game. Golden Knights are out shooting the Canucks 6-2, but Vancouver's done a great job of keeping them to the outside. Puck deep in the Vancouver zone to our right. Stephenson digs it to the right corner for Marchessault. He'll carry back near point, tries to wind and fire towards the net. Luke Shen tipped it to the corner, but William Carlson has it there. He'll bring it behind the net. To the left wing side. Back to the line for Martinez. Right point. White Cloud with a wrist shot. I think it was tipped by Marchessault. In the slot, it changed direction, but Demko made a good left pad save, and Dickinson clears it back to center ice. Marchessault dumps it back in on the right wing. Queen Hughes back to it near corner. Knocked down by Stephenson behind the net. Then Shen lays a bump on Carlson. And the puck comes free again to Stephenson on the left wing. Back to Marchessault trying to wind into the slot, but he's stripped of the puck by Hughes, who sweeps it out to the red line as the Canucks get a partial change.
All right, now shot 7-2 for Vegas, but nothing major from Vegas. Canucks doing a nice job.
Jake Lecision, right wing into the Vancouver zone, forced to the end boards by Travis Dermott. Keegan Kolasar in to get it, brings it out the left wing side, shoots from a tight angle, but Demko did well to track it through some net front traffic, made a glove hand save and held for the whistle with 7 minutes remaining in the first, and the Canucks leading the Golden Knights 1-0.
Well, this Vegas team, interesting, for all the talent that they have, they should be a lot better team, but they're playing patient. You never know. And Demko's been good. No rebounds. Canucks have pushed everything to the outside. They've got a lead here.
You do just worry about the amount of defense they're playing with the Golden Knights hemming them in their own end.
Well, that's exactly it. And that's, you get tired when you play that much defense too, as well. That's, you don't get tired when you're having in the fun zone, in the scoring zone.
This is a Canucks team that when they get out of the first period tied or with a lead, have basically won nearly every game under Boudreaux. When they're either tied or leading after the first period, they're 23-5-5.
Wow, that's impressive.
So if you can get out of this period without giving up a couple of goals, you put yourself in a good spot as Demko makes a save on a long shot by Hutton off the left wing and covers up at the top of the crease. All season long, when a Canucks player scores a hat-trick, make sure to tune in to the post-game show for a shot at a Triple O's prize pack, which includes a $100 gift card. Triple O's burgers are 100% fresh Canadian beef, which will definitely cause cravings. Shots now 9-2 in favor of the Golden Knights as the faceoff comes to Demko's right in the Canucks end. Miller and Eichel to contest the draw. JT Miller running at 53% in the circle coming into the game tonight, and he won that one back to Tyler Myers, who lifts it high in the air into the Vegas zone, and Petrangelo goes back to it. Far corner for Ben Hutton, cleared it up the wall, but Myers holds in right point. Then on the second attempt, the Golden Knights clear it into the Canucks zone, and Dadonov's after it quickly on the forecheck. Evgeny Dadonov behind the Canuck goal plate, through the crease to the far side. What a save by Demko on a wide open one-time chance for Jack Eichel at the bottom of the left circle. Demko charged to his right, kicked it out, and it's still 1-0. Now here's Dadonov back in on goal. Demko didn't have his stick, but Dadonov ran out of real estate as he drove to the net, didn't have time to make a move, skated right into Demko, who covered it up.
I don't even have anything to say, because that is just ridiculous. This save that he makes on Jack Eichel, I'm dumbfounded at how he stops this. He gets over there so fast. Eichel has half the net. I thought it was going in. And then he doesn't have a stick, and he stops Dadonov on a breakaway right in front of him. He just keeps getting better and better.
Stopped all 11 Vegas shots to this point in the game. As Horvat lays a big hit on Eichel on the forecheck in the Vegas zone, or rather that was Braden McNabb. Golden Knights clear. Here's a foot race to the puck. Demko comes charging out of his crease. As Stone and Shen were after it, Demko dumps it into the Vegas end, and Horvat gets to it right corner. Behind the Golden Knight goal, Horvat out the left wing side. Feeds behind the net for Garland. Goes back to Horvat near corner. Into the high slot for Brad Hunt. Tees up a drive, stop by Leonard. Rebound in front for Pedersen. Leonard got a piece of that as well and sent it wide of the net. Now Horvat far point, try to centering feed. It bounced off Stone back into the Canucks zone. Demko charging across, just got to it before it went into the no-go zone in the corner. Under pressure from Stone, he rims it around to the near side for Hughes. Nice play by Demko to allow the Canucks to break out.
I'm watching Stone, the captain of the Vegas Knights, and he looks exhausted, Brendan, every shift. So his conditioning is definitely a factor.
Dickinson in the Vegas end, high slot, lost the puck. Lamico gets it, though, and rims it into the near corner. Alec Martinez behind the net to the far side for Whitecloud. Gets it ahead for Amadio, and he'll backhand it off the glass out to center. Lamico plays it down for Dermott. Rink wide for Dickinson, left wing. He's hit by Whitecloud as he dumps it behind the Vegas net again. Martinez back to the puck. Gave it away to Lamico, right wing boards. Lamico tried to dump it back in. Gave it right back to Martinez. Feeds behind his own net for Zach Whitecloud. Again to Alec Martinez. Back to Whitecloud as they try to break out. And Whitecloud finds Amadio up the right wing. He'll carry into the Vancouver zone with a centering pass that tipped off his skate. Back into the slot to Alex Chiasson. And the Canucks are back on the attack. Chiasson centers for Miller across the Vegas line with a long wrist shot from above the top of the circle, snared by the glove hand of Robin Leonard for the stoppage. 4:29 left in the first. It's still the Canucks up 1-0 on the Golden Knights on Alpine Credits Canucks Hockey on the Sportsnet Radio Network. 4:29 left in the first period tonight in Vancouver. The Canucks lead the Golden Knights 1-0 as we take a look at who's doing the work tonight. And Alex Chiasson had the primary assist on the Horvat power play goal that has the Canucks in front, extending his point streak to 4 games. Chiasson with 3 goals and 4 helpers along the way. And he's doing the work, brought to you by Douglas Lake Equipment, your trusted and closest Kubota dealer to Greater Vancouver and the Thompson, Nicola, and Peace River regions, DouglasLakeEquipment.com. Nicholas Waugh wins a faceoff of the Vegas zone to our left, gets it around to the far boards for Evgeny Dadonov. He'll clear it to center up the right wing, and Shea Theodore skates onto it into the Vancouver zone. Stopped up top of the circle, but lost it to Vasily Podkolzin. He'll pass ahead for Miller, who protects it at his own line, banks it up the right side for Chiasson, and he'll deflect it deep into the Vegas zone. Braden McNabb back to it on the end boards, passes near side for Shea Theodore. Right wing to center for Nicholas Waugh. He gets it ahead for Dadonov, who banks it down the near boards into the corner. But Quinn Hughes is back to it for the Canucks. He got tangled up with the referee, though. Lost the puck, and Waugh on the forecheck tries to dig it free. Shen Hits Waugh into the near side corner. Puck comes loose to Pod Colson. He'll make a nice safe play high off the glass and out to center.
Now, Canucks playing smart hockey right now. I know they've only got four shots on goal, but playing very well defensively, very smart.
As Eichel brings it right wing into the Canucks zone. Watched by Hughes. Takes it behind the net. Around the left wing side, try to pass back to the line for Martinez that's broken up by Pettersson, and he tips it out to center. And Martinez turns it over to Horvat at the red line. He's into the Vegas zone, charging down the left wing. Stops bottom in the near circle, back to the line for Hunt with a heavy drive, kicked out by Leonard. And it's quickly swept back to center by Kolesar, out of the reach of Janmark. And Hunt on the back check got it back into neutral ice. Janmark in the center ice circle, left wing for Martinez. Centers for Kolesar across the Vancouver line. Drops it back to Janmark with a shot from the line. It was tipped in front. They score. Alec Martinez cruising through the slot. Got a stick on this one. Actually, I think it hit him in the arm. And an unfriendly bounce for the Canucks allows the Golden Knights to tie the game at one with 3:01 left in the first.
This is an extremely unlucky bounce for the Canucks. The Knights have their fourth lineup. Kolesar gets it in the zone. And he drops it back to the point. Martinez just decides, well, I'm going to go to the net. Why not? Got nothing else to do. And he drives to the front, and it's just a shot that's going about 4 feet wide. It goes off of Martinez's chest, and it goes in behind Demko on his blocker side. Just an extremely unlucky goal. And I think it was Janmark that took that shot, Brendan, if I'm not mistaken.
As Alec Martinez, who missed 53 games with that skate cut to his face, scores his first goal of the season at 16:59 of the first period, rather. To tie the game at one, the time of the goal is brought to you by Chromakai, Western Canada's trusted accountants for over 50 years. Find out more at chromakai.ca. Ben Hutton back to the puck at his own line for the Golden Knights. Skates left wing to center. Into the Vancouver zone. Dumps it into the near corner. And goes after it on the forecheck. Ekman-Larsson and Myers back to try and dig it free. Ekman-Larsson protects it along the end wall, gets it to Myers' far side. He tried to center for Dickinson, who missed the pass, but it rolls out to center anyway as the Canucks begin a line change. Petrangelo plays ahead for Stevenson, bumped by Miller, lost the puck. And it's cleared back to the red line as Shea Theodore retreats into his own end. Janmark and Kolesar draw assists on the goal by Martinez. That ties the game at one for the Golden Knights. Mike Amadio, left wing at center, dumps it behind the Canuck net. Queen Hughes in the near corner, protects it from Marchessault on the forecheck, makes a nice outlet pass to Pod Colson. Tried to drop it to Shen, who had his stick lifted by Marchessault. And Miller has to go back to it deep in his own zone, try to pass middle of the ice. The tipped off a stick, but Chason's back to help him out. Knocked it to Luke Shen, and he'll clear to center. Amadio sweeps it back onto the right wing. Out of the reach of Marchessault. Miller near corner, goes down low for Hughes, across to the far side for Shen, and then ahead for Chason, who deflects it out to center. On the backhand, puck is cleared back to the Canuck bench. It hits Shen in the skate as he was going off on a change. Probably should have been too many, but play continues as Marchessault had a toe drag in the high slot in the Vancouver zone, but fanned on his shot. Demko never had to make a save, and Garland plays up the left wing for Brad Hunt, who dumps it behind the Vegas net.
Canucks are going to have to watch their changes. They almost had another too many men there, Brendan.
Probably should have. Theodore near corner. Gets it ahead for Amadio. Cleared to the line. Brad Hunt couldn't hold in. As the Canucks tag up on the delayed offside. And Zach Whitecloud is back to it. We're into the final minute of the first with the Canucks and the Golden Knights tied at one. Stay tuned for Canucks Central at the intermission. We'll go to Satyar Shah and Bick Nazar for instant coverage in a matter of moments. Ekman-Larsson, left wing to the red line. Dumps it behind the Vegas net. Jack Eichel back to it. Far corner. Chased down by Lockwood. Rims it around to Whitecloud near corner. He'll settle the puck with 35 seconds left in the period and pass right wing to center for Nicholas Waugh. Brought it across the Vancouver line. Close play at the blue line. But it's allowed to continue as Ekman-Larsson goes down in a heap. He was hit awkwardly into the corner boards near side. As actually might have caught a high stick from Dadanov, or maybe his own stick.
I think it was either his own stick or Dickinson, it looked like. I don't think it was Dadanov, but...
And they blow the whistle to make sure he's okay. It was Dadanov falling. Had his stick clip Ekman-Larsson in the back of the head. He's going to go off for high sticking, so the Canucks will get a power play.
As he should. I mean, it wasn't purposely done. He was lost his balance, but still a penalty.
As the rule book says, you got to be in control of your own stick. It, of course, wasn't intentional. Dadanov was falling backwards. And so the Canucks get their third power play of the first period with 26 seconds left in it. The Power Play is brought to you by PlayNow Sports. Get $250 to PlayNow Sports, BC's sportsbook. Faceoff near circle in the Vegas zone to our left. Waugh and Horvat to contest the draw. And Horvat wins it to JT Miller. Near point for Quinn Hughes. Watched by Nicholas Waugh. Goes back to Miller. Left circle. Hard shot. He ripped it over the crossbar. And Hughes is across to hold it into the right point after it caromed off the end glass. Pedersen right wing to Hughes at the line. A dozen seconds left in the period. To Miller. Down low to Chase on side of the goal. Tried to scoop it in. Stopped by Leonard. He looked behind him. But the puck was still in front, and now Braden McNabb clears it down the ice as the first period comes to an end with the Canucks and the Golden Knights tied at one, and Vancouver will have a minute and 34 seconds left on the power play to start the second period. Time now for instant intermissions with Satyar Shah and Bick Nizar.
Time to break down the first 20 minutes. This is Canucks Central at the intermission on the official home of the Canucks, Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network.
They win the faceoff. Miller, left circle, side of the goal for Chase on the front. Horvat scores! What a start for the Canucks as the captain cashes in on the power play. His 31st of the year gives Vancouver a 1-0 lead.
Fast start by the Vancouver Canucks. Big goal by Bo Horvat, but the period comes to an end. Tied at one, and this is Canucks Central at the intermission on Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network. Satyar Shah with Bick Nizar, and the first intermission report is brought to you by Certainty, the pro's choice for roofing, siding, drywall, insulation, and ceiling systems. Certainty, pro all the way. Get your thoughts in to our Dunbar Lumber text inbox, 650-650. And Bick, we talked so much on the pregame show with Dan Riccio about how the Canucks needed to get off to a good start tonight. They could not let the Golden Knights dictate the play, and well, they got off to a good start. Bo Horvat draws a penalty right away in the first 30 seconds of the game, and Bo Horvat scores pretty quickly with some shoddy work on the PK by the Vegas Golden Knights, but the Canucks take advantage. A good play by JT Miller down to Chiasson, who finds Bo Horvat right in front of goal to give the team a 1-0 lead. And then late in the period, the Golden Knights found a way to tie the game. The Canucks, as you heard, at the end of the first period, ended the period on the power play, and they continue that in the second period, a minute 30 as soon as they start the period. So a bit of a tale of two halves for that first for the Canucks pick.
A committed start, you needed to see that. They brought that part. And then the other thing you needed to see throughout the course of this game, if you're plotting ways to win, winning special teams, it's something we'll track throughout the night. You can do so at home as well and text in 650-650. So they go 1-for-3 on the power play in that period, and they kill off their only penalty. So already winning the special teams battle, it's going to be a big, big boost if they can do that, if they intend to get 2 points tonight. Because we can already see the shot count right now, 13-6 after 20 minutes here. And that's them with having three penalties as well. So they're going to have to survive at 5-on-5 and win on special teams. They're doing a good job so far.
You're right in pointing out the shot clock, 13-6 in favor of the Golden Knights. However, of those six shots the Canucks have on goal, how many would you say are quality chances? At least three?
At least three. For Brad Hunt had one where he's coming downhill. It ended up being a low pad save, but there was a rebound opportunity. JT Miller had a chance, obviously the Horvat goal. And then, but Colson had a net drive. So you'd say 4-5.
And that net drive chance by Putkolzin, you're right. He does not get a shot off because Alex Petrangelo makes a great play at tying up a stick, not letting Putkolzin come around on Leonard and putting the puck in on the wraparound, which he would have done. I mean, coming around, he would have been able to go far post and tuck that puck in. And Petrangelo made a great play to prevent Putkolzin from even getting his shot off. But that play, a lot of it kind of comes back to some of the things we've talked about with Vasily Putkolzin, the confidence in his game and the fact that he is not afraid of imposing his will on the game now. And as soon as he gets the puck, he's not so much looking at who do I dish this to, he's looking at what's the best play to make. And oftentimes the best play to make is you taking it to net or shooting the puck. And it seems like he's becoming a bit more selfish in that regard.
Absolutely. We'll talk about that in just a second here.
Well, let's go outside the Canucks locker room where we're joined by JT Miller. And JT, you guys needed a good start tonight and you got off to that right away. How important was it for you to get the first goal this evening?
Yeah, it was big for a lot of reasons. We're a good team. We're playing with the lead. And, the power play, we talked about making a difference early in the game if we got a chance to, and that was a pretty good start.
Quick decision-making on that power play. we've seen you guys make that play quite effectively throughout the course of the season. What led to that pass down low for you?
Just in the pre-scout. You know, we played them a lot lately. We tried a lot of different looks and decided if we got a chance, we'd go at that one right away. And obviously, we executed really nicely.
Well, and at even strength, Vegas can be pretty aggressive as well. You guys were able to kind of catch them a couple times in transition. How important is that going to be tonight?
Well, we got to take care of the pucks. You know, they have at least nine forwards that could really hurt you if you don't take care of the puck. And, the game plan is pretty simple. You know, you got to be able to defend well and go the other way when you get a chance. But, no turnovers from our part and make them go 200 feet.
Hey, JT, thanks for your time. Best of luck the rest of the game.
Thanks.
That is Canucks forward JT Miller. Canucks and the Vegas Golden Knights tied at one so far through 20 minutes of play. Let's take a quick look at the betting odds for this game, courtesy of BCLC. Heading into this game, Bick, the Canucks were pretty big underdogs, 2.3 on the money line heading into the game. And after this first period, now that it's tied at one, and the Canucks played fairly well to start off with, well, the Canucks are still underdogs, but the line's moved to two, so a bit more favorable in favor of Vancouver. The Golden Knights are 1.71. Now, if you're feeling like you want to bet on the totals for the goals, only two goals so far, over 6.5 pays out at 1.95, which kind of tells you the expectation is there'll be at least five more goals in this game, but under 6.5 pays 1.74. So that's the kind of total goal numbers. If you think it's going to go over 7.5 goals, well, that's where you get some juice. It is 3.6. So that's as far as the betting lines are concerned for this hockey game, courtesy of Play Now Sports, sponsored by Play Now Sports, your local BC sportsbook. So Canucks making the odds a bit more favorable in their favor after the first period.
And again, like we talked about, creating some high-danger opportunities. I want to go back to that Vasily Podkolzin chance because, you know, something that we've talked about these past few postgame shows is his decision-making. Once that speeds up, he's going to become such an effective player. And on that net drive play that we talked about, it all starts with the puck coming to him in the neutral zone.
Yeah.
And there was no head up, look around, what can I do? It was instantly dump it in, play with some speed, let Alex Chiasson go after it. Now, Alex Chiasson's not exactly the fastest guy, but he does enough to pressure Ben Hutton up the wall, and Podkolzin's coming down the wall, and he jumps the passing lane at the right time to create a quick turnover, and there's no chance anyone's going to stop him because it's a bang-bang play, quick transition opportunity, and he goes to the front of the net. Now, Pietrangelo gets there late, but breaks up the play, but nevertheless, it's quick decision-making and great timing on the ice that creates opportunities from Podkolzin.
Well, two things there from Podkolzin. You're right. The first one is jump that passing lane to recognize that, and then to recognize that as soon as you have the puck, the best thing for you to do is drive the net. He does both those things. And on that play, I want to give Chiasson a bit of credit. You're right.
Yep.
He's not the fastest guy, but this is why you pressure puck carriers in their own end. Even if you're not going to catch them or knock the puck off of them, you're going to force them to make a decision, force them to move the puck quicker. And sometimes, especially when there's a guy like Ben Hutton, who's obviously not a bona fide top four defenseman who has some flaws to his game, you put guys like that under duress, half the time they might cough the puck up or make the wrong pass. And we certainly saw that in that sequence where he pressures Ben Hutton and forces that turnover. So give Chiasson credit on that play as well.
Snow is always about you getting the turnover. It's the same thing, say, like football. Hey, sometimes I just have to hold my lane. I got to force this guy back inside and someone else can make the tackle. It's working together. Chiasson, yeah, he wasn't going to get to the loose puck. How can I still be effective? I can push him into the direction I want because I know there's pressure coming from my teammate in Vasily Podkolzin.
Yeah, so Vasily Podkolzin, that confidence is starting to shine a bit more. Came close to scoring to give the Canucks the 2-0 lead at the time. However, the first period comes to an end with both teams tied at one. And before we get back to really analyzing the rest of this game and taking some of your reaction on our Dunbar Lumber text inbox, 650-650, keep getting those thoughts in and we'll start responding to those coming up in a second. But today is a very special day because it is the Canucks for Kids Telethon. And please join your Vancouver Canucks and make a difference in the lives of some very special children. Today is the 36th annual Canucks for Kids Fund Telethon presented by TD. You could win a 2022 Toyota Corolla Cross LE AW all-wheel drive. Please donate online at canucks.com/telethon today. Be part of the team. Help us help BC kids. And we're seeing Randy Janda on TV right now alongside Elliot Friedman really driving home the point about how important it is to visit canucks.com/telethon to do what you can to support the community. Because, Vic, as we know, we talk about the great community initiatives the Canucks have been involved in over the years, and especially during the past few years with everything we've kind of gone through and how much stress there has been on families and especially those who are going through a tough time. And that's where Canucks for Kids Telethon really comes in, to help out people on every day and every day when they need it, but especially with everything we've been going through the past few years.
36th year for the Canucks for Kids Fund, 32nd year for this telethon. They've raised over $76 million through that entire tenure. And, you know, we talk so much of how emotionally invested fans are into the team. Well, the team is invested into the community as well. And the money goes a long way. They do have so many great programs. And it's such a testament to both the fans, the community, and the team how this relationship works so well, because every year we talk about this telethon and people just keep breaking records after records, and I'm always amazed at the generosity of our community that people donate to this. Please keep doing so. Canucks.com/telethon.
Yeah, and days like this, you become extra proud to be a BC resident with how BCers come together to help a very important cause. So, yes, make sure to go to Canucks.com/telethon to get involved in any way you can. This is Canucks Central at the intermission. Canucks and Vegas Golden Knights tied at one. And it was the Canucks who opened up the scoring, but Bo Horvat scoring. And then the goal that got scored against them. You haven't had a lot of time to really discuss that. And, listen, give Vegas credit. After the first goal was scored, they were pressing and creating, and they really took control of that game.
Once they killed off that Pacioretty penalty,
then they kind of came alive. And that was a really undisciplined play by Pacioretty. I was kind of hoping the Canucks were able to score, because those are the penalties that can really break
a team's
bet.
Throat.
What are you doing?
Senseless.
Like, I was really hoping they find a way to score, because you put that team, make them pay for doing stupid things like that. But unfortunately, the Canucks weren't able to do so. But from that point on, you're right. Vegas played a lot better. And the goal that gets scored, hey, of all the chances Vegas had, it was probably one of the most harmless shots they had that ends up just kind of deflecting off Kolesar going to the net, and next thing you know, it ties it at one. But what the Canucks have to kind of do here, though, is prevent guys in front of the net to get position. And listen, it's Connor Garland trying to defend Kolesar. Kolesar is a big guy. But I think on that play, if you're talking between periods, is don't let guys get in the inside lane for you going to the net, especially a team like the Vegas Golden Knights. To the best of your ability.
No, absolutely. And it was a hopeless point shot, and it takes a weird bounce, and it ends up going in. And, yeah, you got to man on body, and you got to make it difficult. And this is kind of something that went back a couple of games ago, that St. Louis game.
Yes.
Scandella in front of the net. Just players that are adventuring into space, you got to make it difficult to get to premium real estate on the ice. And that goal in particular, Garland, you know, kind of lets them sneak behind, and it creates an offensive opportunity to just bounce off a chest. Ridiculously unlucky, I get it. But nevertheless, hey, two things have happened. When you invite this much pressure as they have, again, 13-6 in shots through that first period, that might happen. And B, when you don't put bodies on people, that might happen as well.
Yeah, it can. And we talked so much on the pregame about how important it will be for Vancouver to protect that prime real estate, like you mentioned, in front of the net. There was a couple times that Golden Knights players kind of got a free pass. There was also the play on the zone entry on the power play where Oliver Ekman-Larsson kind of got lost, and Jack Eichel found himself right in front of the net and misses the tip-in. You just can't let those things happen. If you prevent Vegas from getting to the front of the net unencumbered, you can kind of keep this really close, and you can find a way to win this hockey game. If you're going to let them get to the front of the net like that, it might end up being a long game outside the first period.
Jack Eichel also had a great chance as well on the left side of the ice, a wraparound pass, and he didn't get a good shot off. It kind of put it back to the far post and in the middle of the net, and it kind of hit Thatcher Demko, but he had plenty of net to work with. Something to keep an eye on, how the Canucks' down-low coverage develops as this game continues.
That's one thing they have to improve on, but the Canucks, good start to this game, tied at one against the Vegas Golden Knights, and they start the second period on the power play, just over a minute 30 on the man advantage remaining. Batch and Hershey, they have the second period call coming up. It is Satyar Shah with Bick Nizar. We'll be back during the second intermission here on the home of your Canucks, Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network.
Welcome back inside Rogers Arena. Brendan Batchelor and Corey Hirsch with you as the Canucks and Golden Knights are tied at one after one. We'll get to the second period in just a moment. Thanks for joining us along the Sportsnet Radio Network tonight. Whether you're in Lumbee, Lillooet, or wherever you're tuning in, we appreciate you spending your evening with us. Let us know where you're listening from. You can reach me on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Batch Hockey. He is at Corey Hirsch on Twitter. Corey Hirsch 72 on Instagram, and our flagship station is at Sportsnet 650 on Twitter and Instagram. And join your Vancouver Canucks and make a difference in the lives of some very special children. Tonight is the 32nd annual Canucks for Kids Fund Telethon presented by TD. You could win a 2022 Toyota Corolla Cross Limited Edition all-wheel drive. Donate online at canucks.com/telethon today. Be a part of the team and help us help BC Kids. Canucks will have a minute and 34 seconds left on the power play to start the second period, with Evgeny Dadonov in the box for high sticking. Canucks in blue are going from left to right. The Golden Knights in white are going from right to left in this second period. Horvat, Chiasson, Miller, Pettersson, and Hughes are on the ice, but the Golden Knights win the faceoff, and Petrangelo dumps it in on Thatcher Demko in the Vancouver zone to our left.
Fresh ice for the Canucks to start off right here, this power play. You got to get another one if you're going to win this hockey game. Win the special teams.
Canucks get called for icing, though, as it was dumped in, and Brandon McNabb got back to it behind the net. So it'll be a D-zone faceoff. Still with 1:18 left in the Canuck power play. 16 seconds elapsed in the second period. Vancouver and Vegas are tied at one. Bo Horvat opened the scoring on an early first period power play before Alec Martinez equalized for the visitors.
Well, the one thing I can see is Vegas, now that little bump play to Horvat in the slot almost worked at the end of the first period as well, so I'm sure they'll make some adjustments.
Golden Knights win the draw, but McNabb couldn't hold it in near point as Pettersson hustles to try and get to the puck. Petrangelo beat him to it, but Pettersson knocks it off his stick. Left wing for Miller. Gets it back to Pettersson, and the Canucks can set up in the zone. Pettersson drops to Hughes. He was tied up on the boards by Stevenson. Petrangelo cleared to center. Pettersson knocked it down out of midair for Horvat, who drives back in on the right wing. Goes back to the near point for Pettersson. Top of the right circle, makes a move into the slot. Was tripped up by Nicholas Waugh, who lifted his stick. There's no call. Fans want one. As the Canucks get it back in across the Vegas line, Pettersson dumped it down the right wing, but McNabb broke it up and cleared it back in on Thatcher Demko with 40 seconds remaining in the Vancouver power play.
The chances at the end of the first 5-3, Brendan. The Canucks, I thought, had a decent period, and then on one unlucky goal, just took that 1-0 lead away.
Hughes goes back to his own line for Pettersson. He'll skate right wing to center and dump it behind the Vegas net. Matias Janmark back to it, far corner, cleared behind the goal, bounced off a stanchion to the side of the net. Horvat had a chance to tap it in. I think he caught the outside of the post. Strange play. 10 seconds left in the power play. Hughes, top of the point, goes right circle. Pettersson with a one-timer, tipped off the post. Then Podkolzin gets his own rebound and scores. Vasily on the spot in front of the net, and it's 2-1 Vancouver, less than 90 seconds into the second.
This Vegas team looks less than confident on the penalty kill. And this is just a shot from the point, or a pass from the point over to Pettersson, one-timer. Shot pass to Podkolzin, who's standing in front of the net. And he's done a great job of positioning his body, using his strength in the last few games to get to those dirty areas. He gets a tip, the tip hits the post, but the puck comes right back on his tape, and he's got an empty net tap in. And the Canucks are up 2-1.
And they're 2-for-3 on the power play tonight after Podkolzin's 11th of the year. It comes at 1:27 of the second period. The time of the goal is brought to you by Crowe MacKay, Western Canada's trusted accountants for over 50 years. Find out more at crowemackay.ca. Canucks back into the Vegas zone. Jason Dickinson into the near corner. Knocked down by Dadonov. Puck comes free to Lockwood. Again to Dickinson below the goal line. Mishandled the puck. Dadonov clears to the far corner. But Lockwood gets it free into the slot for Lamico with a shot stopped by Leonard. Rebound in front. Leonard made a great diving save to his left as Lockwood laid out to try and poke it in. Now Lamico from behind the goal tries to center for Dickinson, but it's broken up by Marchessault. And he plays it up the right wing for Eichel into the Vancouver zone. Jack Eichel tried to center. Pass was blocked behind the net by Ekman Larson. It was almost 3-1 there, and Lockwood nearly had his first NHL goal, if not for a tremendous diving stop by the Vegas goaltender, Robin Leonard.
No, Leonard, he does not look good, though, Brendan. He looks shaky, to say the least.
Pettersson
and rebounds, and he's struggling.
Pettersson and Hughes get assists on the Podkolzin power play goal. As Burrows at his own line feeds up the left wing for Dries into the Vegas zone, trying to centering pass, tipped away, and here's Mark Stone with a burst of speed right wing into the Vancouver zone. Centers for Pacioretty in the slot. He missed with a clean shot past the glove side of Demko. And Richardson fights it out to center for Dries, who gains the red line and dumps it into the Vegas end.
Well, Pacioretty had a good scoring chance. He didn't miss by much, but can't give up any odd man rushes.
Now here's Pedersen with a break up the right wing into the Vegas zone. Cuts around Martinez into the slot with a shot right on. Stopped by Leonard Spiel. The rebound. It's loose. The fans behind the net are cheering. It was waved off by the referee, and now we've got a whistle. Puck is still loose. Garland was still playing for the puck. And Horvat signaling that this was in, Hershey. They're going to have to take a second look at this one.
Well, and so is Pedersen.
Four of the Canucks were around the side of the net. They are all convinced that the puck was in the goal.
Well, Robin Leonard has no idea where it is. And it was. It was in, Brendan. Did it go all the way over, though? I don't know. That's the question.
We're going to have a look at it here on the overhead inside the building as Horvat drove the net looking for the rebound.
Oh, and I think this is in.
I don't know if Horvat ever touched it. And this is going to count, Hershey.
I think so, too.
The call on the ice is no goal. We're going to look at video to confirm.
So that's referee Brad Meyer. They're going to review it now. The call on the ice was no goal, but this looks clearly to be across the goal line. It will very likely be 3-1 for the Canucks.
I'm with you right now. Robin Leonard looks absolutely dreadful right now. He had no idea where that puck was.
Here's referee Wes McCauley with the decision.
After reviewing the play, it was determined that the puck did completely cross the line. Therefore, we have a goal.
And it's 3-1 Canucks.
And whose goal is this going to be?
I think it's going to be Elias Pettersson's. As he took the shot, it went back to the crease. It looked like White Cloud stops up. And as he stops up, he pushes it back between the legs of Leonard and across the goal line. I don't think Horvat touched it. We'll wait for the announcement. I'm expecting this to be Elias Pettersson's goal. It comes at 3:16 of the second period. Pedersen, 3:16, gives the Canucks a 3-1 lead. The time of the goal is brought to you by Crowe McKay, Western Canada's trusted accountants for over 50 years. Find out more at crowemckay.ca. Golden Knights have it back deep into the Vancouver zone. Kolesar, far boards, turns it over to Travis Dermott. He'll bank it ahead for Brad Richardson, who goes right wing to center for Kyle Burrows, and he dumps it deep into the Vegas end.
Well, Robin Leonard had no idea where that rebound went. And he's been battling the puck all night long.
As Kolesar takes a shot across the Vancouver line, tipped over the glass and out of play by Quinn Hughes. Now 3:54 into this second period, the Canucks with a couple of goals in the opening minutes of the middle frame have turned a one-all tie into a 3-1 lead.
And the coaches, I can see them on the Vegas Knights bench looking to see how that went in. Pete DeBoer, he's standing right beside Steve Spott looking at the iPad. Well, guess what? No point looking at the iPad. It went in. It's been confirmed.
Mark Trousseau wins a faceoff in the Vancouver zone. Back to the line for Shea Theodore. Took a long wrist shot through traffic. It bounced off of Mario at the top of the crease and wide of the net. And we can confirm this is indeed Elias Pettersson's goal. So he climbs to 26 on the year now and gives the Canucks a 3-1 lead. Mark Trousseau behind the Canuck net, has it right corner, spins back behind the goal, watched by Hughes. Jonathan Mark Trousseau out the left wing, turns and fires from a long way. It's tipped, they score! Luke Shen deflected this into his own net from the top of the crease as he tried to block it. I think it's going to be Jonathan Mark Trousseau's goal. And the Golden Knights answer right back to make it 3-2 before the five-minute mark of the second period. And it looks like, actually, this is going to go to Mike Amadio, who was in front.
It's just a little wrist shot from the point. Marchessault gets behind the net, and he ends up passing it back to the point. No, actually, keeps it to himself, and that's just a funky little play. And he does a spinorama and fires it at the net, just like a blind wrist shot. You couldn't see where it was or what was going. There was so much traffic in front. And Luke Shen's in there. It looked like it went off of his stick, and then it went off of Mario's stick and just past Demko, and now it's 3-2, and what a bizarre game, Brendan.
4:26 of the second period, the time of the goal for Mike Amadio, his ninth of the year. And the time of the goal is brought to you by Crowe McKay, Western Canada's trusted accountants for over 50 years. Find out more at crowemckay.ca. So it's a one-goal game yet again. just before the five-minute mark of this second period. And remember, we talked about the over-under prior to the game, Hershey, which was set at 6. So if you bet the over, you're getting closer. Need a couple more goals to hit it in this game tonight.
Well, we got 35 minutes left to play. It just might happen.
Ekman Larson at his own line. Goes up the left wing for Pod Colson. Rink wide to the right side for Chason with a slip. Pass to the slot. Miller was driving the net, but Leonard made a save and turned it wide of the goal. Then Ekman Larson shoots for the line wide of the goal. Gets it back again. Left point through to the net. Leonard made the save. And this time there wasn't a rebound. But he did look shaky on it again. Hershey made the save and held on. 5:10 into the second. Three goals already in this middle frame, and the Canucks lead the Golden Knights 3-2.
Robin Leonard, I know when he's engaged and when he's not. And right now, he looks like he's struggling a little bit. He makes a nice toe save, but Chason with a good shot to fire it off the far toe. Then he creates a rebound. But you're right. Should have taken the over.
Face-off to the right of Leonard. Is won by Dickinson to Lockwood. Tipped it back to the point for Shen, who carries down the left wing. Centered in front. Lockwood tipped it wide of the net. And Mark Stone is back to it near corner. Tried to clear, but Lamico knocked it down. And then Stone batted it clean over the glass and out of play. I believe Wes McCauley, the referee, is signaling a deflection. So they'll keep the face-off in the Vegas zone, but there won't be a penalty.
Yeah, this did definitely go off the glass. You saw Lamico try to sell it a little bit, but we got to work on his acting skills in the offseason, Brendan. It was not nearly enough. Sell it.
Golden Knights win the draw in their own zone. Back to the near corner. Stevenson gets it ahead to Pacioretty, who deflects it out to center. And Quinn Hughes is back to it in his own end. But Mark Stone steals it from him and goes right in. A goal stop by Dimko, who denied Stone again on the rebound. Backhand chance at the top of the crease after Stone picked Hughes' pocket in the slot in the Canucks' end. And Dimko bails out his defenseman to keep this game at 3-2 for the Canucks.
Not only the first save, but the second one, too.
Now Pacioretty, bottom of the right circle, centering. Pass held in near post by Dimko as Stone tried to jam at home, and the Canucks finally get it out to center and relieve the pressure. Zach Whitecloud back in his own end. Fires it up the right side for Kolesar. Centering pass settled by Lecision on his backhand. He's forced to the corner by Hughes far side. Cycles down low for Pacioretty. Bounce off a skate. Goes right back to the front of the net off a pass by Pacioretty trying to get it back to the line. Kolesar couldn't battle it in near post. Now he's got it behind the Canuck net. Keegan Kolesar out the left wing side, shadowed by Hughes. Feeds to the left point for Brandon McNabb. Middle of the ice. One-time drive by Shea Theodore is stopped by Dimko. He made sure there wasn't a rebound and gets the stoppage in play. A wild and woolly start to the second period has the Canucks lead in the Golden Knights 3-2, 6:26 into the middle frame on Alpine Credits Canucks Hockey on Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network. You're listening to Alpine Credits Canucks Hockey on Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network. Own your home. Alpine Credits can get your loan approved. Alpine Credits homeowners get approved. Visit alpinecredits.ca. Golden Knights win a faceoff of the Vancouver zone to our left. Shea Theodore mishandled the puck at the blue line, though. Couldn't hold it in. And it's offside against Vegas. The faceoff will come out.
Well, some scores out of town. Chicago won, or Los Angeles won. Nashville's up 1-0. Dallas, Tampa's tied at 0.
LA with a 5-2 win over the Blackhawks.
Those teams that, you know, we're watching.
Minnesota Wild also up 5-1 on the Edmonton Oilers.
Must win here for the Canucks. Not actually, that it wasn't, but
that game has gone final now. So Minnesota beat Edmonton. And the Lightning and Stars in the big game that we're watching on the out-of-town scoreboard tonight are still scoreless in the final minute of the second period. Canucks lead the Golden Knights here tonight 3-2. As Keegan Kolesar clears near point in his own zone, gave it away to Kyle Burrows. To the left side for Brad Hunt. Dumps it behind the Vegas net. Shea Theodore gets it near corner. And lifts it high in the air into the Vancouver zone. Not heavy enough for icing as Hunt goes back to it behind his own net. They'll rim it around right wing to center for Kyle Burrows, who dumps it behind the Golden Knight net. Robin Leonard out of the goal, gave it away to Horvat left corner. Didn't have any teammates in the slot, though, so he protects it along the boards. Petrangelo tries to dig it free, gave it away to Garland behind the net. Garland centers into the slot for Pettersson, and King to Horvat, left circle, off a deflection, and his shot went high and wide of the net. Now Pettersson gets it back right side, into the slot for Horvat, stopped by Leonard, rebound in front, Garland's digging away at it, but Robin Leonard makes the save and holds on. 7:42 elapsed in the second. The Canucks are up 3-2 on the Golden Knights and searching for another.
Well, you can see what the Canucks are doing. Robin Leonard's a pretty aggressive goalie. And with that, there's some room behind him if he does give up rebounds. And sure enough, you know, they're crashing the net. That's how Pettersson's goal went in. They got a rebound off of that. And that's similar to what's happening here. Even on that last play, Connor Garland tried to go after it, and he was upset with himself when he couldn't pick up the rebound.
Faceoff near circle in the Vegas zone to our right. Horvat wins it back to the line for Myers. Now to the left point, Ekman Larson. Into the slot for Garland with a backhand shot. He chopped it wide of the net. Then Pettersson plays it back in front from below the goal line, but didn't have anyone in the slot. And the Golden Knights get it out to center. Marchessault clears it into the Vancouver zone, but Ben Hutton was ahead of the play, and it's offside again against Vegas.
Well, you know, some of the guys that have been playing well for Vegas, Dadnov's got 9 points in his last seven. Eichel's on a two-game goal streak. Carlson's only got 3 goals in his last 26, though. He's more of a 200-foot player, but, you know, with Stone and Pacioretty back now, how does this lineup look?
Chandler Stephenson on a 4-game point streak as well, and now he's playing with Pacioretty and Stone. As the Golden Knights get it back into the Vancouver end. Luke Shen near boards, cleared it up the wall, broken up by Nicholas Waugh, but then he's tied up by Alex Chiasson, and that allows JT Miller to skate it to center and dump it into the Vegas end. Zach White, cloud far corner, passes near side for Alec Martinez, gets it up the boards to Eichel at center, drops it to Dadanov trailing the play. He gains the red line on right wing, feeds ahead for White Cloud, and he'll dump it below the Canuck goal line. Luke Shen on the end boards, tied up by Nicholas Waugh. Waugh behind the net for Dadanov, tried to center in front, pass was broken up by Alex Chiasson, and he makes a smart play to get it high in the air on the backhand to center for Podkolzin, who drives into the Vegas end, down the right wing, took it right to the net. He was tied up by Martinez, lost the handle, but Leonard had to make a save anyway on a puck that slid into the crease.
I love watching Podkolzin right now. He's going to be a pleasure to watch for years to come. He's using his body, his strength, his size, and he's driving the net.
Lockwood hit heavily into the end boards in the Vegas zone by McNabb, allows Dadanov to wind back to the red line on right wing. Evgeny Dadanov dumps it in, gets to it in the corner, brings it behind the net, but he's stripped of the puck by Ekman Larson, got it to the near point, but only as far as Shea Theodore, who spins it back in deep. Ekman Larson, far corner, hit by Pacioretty. Lockwood in to help out, got the puck, but gave it away to Stevenson on the boards. He bounces it towards the net, but didn't have any teammates there. And Lockwood back to it, feeds down low for Myers. He'll go ahead for Lamico, try to stretch pass out of the reach of Dickinson. And it's icing against the Canucks. 9:27 elapsed in the second period. Vegas is out shooting Vancouver 21-15, but the Canucks lead on the scoreboard where it counts by a score of 3-2.
And I've got the chances right now at 5-4 in the period for the Canucks. So they're out chancing Vegas. They've had more of the play in this period than they did in the first.
Face off to the right of Demko. Lamico and Carlson will take it. And U-Haul Lamico wins it back to Tyler Myers. Myers in the near corner, lifts it high in the air to center. Petrangelo takes it down at his own blue line as the Canucks get a partial change. Petrangelo banks it back to center, but it's broken up by Myers. Right wing into the Vegas zone, try to centering feed. It was out of the reach of Garland, and Ben Hutton sweeps it up the left side for Mike Amadio, who dumps it into the Canuck end. Ekman Larson near corner, taken into the boards by William Carlson. Puck comes free near side for Garland. He'll feed ahead for Pettersson, who's out to center with speed. Elias Pettersson across the Vegas line, dumps it into the left corner. Horvat picks it up on the far side boards, feeds the line for Brad Hunt with a shot that was tipped in front by Pettersson. High and wide of the net, but stays in play. Pettersson leaves in the right corner, trying to cycle to Garland, but Marchessault intercepted. Got it to Petrangelo, who feeds up the far side. It was out of the reach of Mike Amadio. And Brad Hunt holds in with the help of Connor Garland, who made a beautiful move to deke around Amadio, but then lost the puck. And the Vegas winger, Mike Amadio, clears it back into the Canuck end.
Well, this Hunt and Dermott pairing are doing a really nice job out there. Keeping pucks in, pinching down low.
Now here's Hunt, right wing, across the Vegas line, near circle, centering pass for Dries going to the net. Was tipped away to the corner. Hunt gets it back to Dries behind the net. Now to the left side for Brad Richardson. Richardson tries to dig it to the front of the goal, but it floats in midair right into the glove of Robin Leonard. And he'll hold for the whistle. 9:15 left in the second. The Canucks lead the Golden Knights 3-2 on Alpine Credits Canucks Hockey on the Sportsnet Radio Network. 9:15 left in the second period tonight in Vancouver. The Canucks lead the Golden Knights 3-2. Make sure to get your tickets to tonight's online 50-50 draw. Go to canucks.com/online5050 to enter. Ticket sales close at the end of the second intermission. Must be 19 plus and located in BC at the time of purchase to play. Know your limit, play within it. Canucks win a draw in the Vegas zone. Luke Shen from the right point tried a shot that missed wide of the net along the ice into the far corner. Jack Eichel back to it, passes left wing to center. Here's Evgeny Dadonov one-on-one with Luke Shen into the Vancouver zone, but Shen stood his ground well, knocked Dadonov to the ice, forced him to the corner, and took away what might have been a good scoring chance. Now Dadonov gives it away to Podkolzin, far circle in the Canucks zone. And Vasily Podkolzin sweeps it middle of the ice to JT Miller, goes back to Hughes in his own zone, and now he'll lead the rush to center. Hughes, left wing for Chiasson across the Vegas line, tried a shot, it was tipped off a stick, comes into the slot for Miller. He'll retreat to the point, now passes right circle for Podkolzin, back to Myers, one-timer! He hit the crossbar as Leonard fell to the ice, was sprawling in front, and now Miller with a one-time chance at the slot, set up out of the left corner by Podkolzin, missed the net. Couple of great A looks for the Canucks, as Martinez is forced to float it high in the air into the Vancouver zone under pressure. Dadonov skates onto it, but he was ahead of the play. It's offside. And we'll have a neutral zone draw upcoming with 8:19 remaining in the middle frame. And the Canucks still leading the Golden Knights 3-2.
Well, Podkolzin was battling with White Cloud in front of the net. And White Cloud ended up falling into Leonard. And Leonard falls forward. And as he falls forward, that's how Myers hit the post. And Myers asking the official, or Leonard asking the official right now, why wasn't there a call? And he's like, hey, that was your own player.
Didn't get a good second look at it. Not sure if Podkolzin pushed him in or not. As the Golden Knights win the draw, Theodore floats it high in the air just out across the blue line, and Pacioretty sweeps it into the Vancouver zone. Ekman-Larsson back to it, chased down by Stevenson, swept it near corner for Tyler Myers. Drops it to the near side wall, but didn't have any teammates there. Stone feeds into the slot for Pacioretty with a quick shot. Partially tipped off the stick of Dickinson, but held out by Demko. Now Pacioretty tries another one-timer from a tight angle on the left wing and elevates it over the goal and out of play.
Well, Vegas made the deal for Jack Eichel, and right now watching him, man, my heart rate gets up even more walking just out of the Safeway and back. He is not engaged unless he has the puck, and the Canucks can take advantage of that.
Starting to heat up offensively on a four-game point streak with four goals in that stretch coming into the game tonight. But you're right, he's been very quiet in this one.
Yeah.
In what is a crucial game for both of these teams. Golden Knights win the draw. McNabb with a shot from the point, partially blocked by Pettersson. Got through on Demko anyway, and he made a good save off the right pad. Now Stevenson goes after it left corner. He's hit by Myers into the boards. Ekman-Larsson gets it in the far corner. Banks it up the wall for Connor Garland, who tips it out to center. But Shea Theodore fires it back the other way to the Vancouver line, and then Ekman-Larsson takes it down for Myers. Quick pass ahead to Garland. Tipped it across the Vegas line. Theodore clears again, then gets it back in his own end. As the teams continue to trade possession back and forth, lots of turnovers in this game. And now Kolesar drives into the Vancouver end on right wing, leaves for Lecision with a shot from wide on the boards. It tipped off a stick and wide of the net, and Pettersson gets it out to center on the backhand, where Ben Hutton takes it at his own line. Hutton with a headman pass, left wing for Janmark, across to the right side for Kolesar. Try to pass back into the slot, but Pettersson broke it up. It's a two-on-one. Pettersson has Richardson. Pettersson, left wing to Richardson in front. He scores! An unbelievable pass from Elias. Pettersson finds Brad Richardson on the tape, all alone in front. His fourth goal of the season gives the Canucks a 4-2 lead.
Well, this is a play. Kolesar tries to go backwards to his defenseman, Petrangelo. And it's a horrific play. Pettersson picks it up, and he's off to the races. Petrangelo is stuck up ice. He's coming back. But Hutton's the only defenseman, and he just completely plays this standing up. And as a defenseman, you're supposed to slide, but Pettersson, nice little pass across and a one-time tap-in in behind Leonard for Richardson. Canucks up 4-2.
13:03 of the second period is the time of the goal, brought to you by Crowe McKay, Western Canada's trusted accountants for over 50 years. Find out more at crowemckay.ca. Golden Knights back into the Vancouver zone. as Marchessault gets it left wing boards to the line for Braden McNabb. Heavy shot blocked by Will Lockwood in the high slot. And Dermott gets it behind the net. He'll leave near corner for Brad Hunt, who clears it high around the glass. McNabb holds in, but Hunt gets it back down low. Makes a nice outlet pass left wing for Dermott, who skates to center, dumps it in, and the Canucks can get a wholesale change. Jay Theodore deep in his own end, fed ahead to Mike Amadio, who tipped it into the Canuck bench and out of play. 6:08 now left in the second period. It's the Canucks 4 and the Golden Knights 2 after the goal by Richardson on the 2-on-1.
How about a goal and 2 assists for Pettersson on the night already?
He came ready to play this evening.
Oh, my God. And he had 7 points in his last 3 games. Now he's got 10 in his last 4. And how impressive has that been? My goodness.
Now up to 59 points on the season. His career high is 66, so he has a chance, even after his dismal start, to put up a career year in terms of offensive numbers.
Well, which is ridiculous, which means how many points he's had in his last
handful,
15 to 20 games.
Showing up for the Canucks at the exact right time. And in this crucial game on home ice against the Golden Knights, Vancouver leads 4-2. 6 minutes left in the second period. They get it deep behind the Vegas net again. JT Miller near corner. Banks to the line for Luke Shen with a one-timer. Missed the net. Quinn Hughes gathers it on the left wing. Carries into the corner but was poke-checked by Whitecloud. It comes to Nicholas Waugh. He dawdles with the puck and turns it over at the line to JT Miller. Miller carries back down the right wing boards, protecting it from Waugh. Centers in front for Pod Colson, who just missed it. And Shen gets it back top of the point. His shot was tipped by Pod Colson, but was blocked by Martinez. And Miller has it again right wing wall. But this time Waugh gets it free and carries to center on left wing before dumping it into the Canuck end. Shen near corner. Protects it from both Waugh and Dadanov on the forecheck. Plays ahead to Chason. He'll skate it to center on right wing. Goes rink wide to the left boards for Pod Colson. Drops it to Miller, who faked a slap shot, then dumped it in so the Canucks could complete a change. Braden McNabb near corner for the Golden Knights. Centers for Jack Eichel. He's got to settle it down, retreat back into his own end. Banks it right wing to center, but Ekman-Larsson bats it free for Pettersson, who's back into the Vegas end. Eichel tries to line him up, but Pettersson made a pass ahead, then got out of the way of the hit attempt. But the Golden Knights transition nonetheless. Pacioretty into the Vancouver zone on left wing. Tried to dump it in, but Myers blocked it, and it deflects back out to center ice. Shea Theodore at his own line for Chandler Stevenson. Clears it up the right wing. Ekman-Larsson knocks it down for Horvat. Ahead for Dries. Onto the left wing for Pettersson. Going to the goal. Hard shot right on target. Stopped by Robin Leonard. And he'll hold on to it for the whistle. 4:33 left in the second period. The Canucks lead the Golden Knights 4-2. And you're listening to Alpine Credits Canucks Hockey on Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network. 4:33 left in the second period tonight in Vancouver. The Canucks lead the Golden Knights 4-2. Brendan Batchelor and Corey Hirsch with you. Satyar Shah and Dan Riccio brought you the pregame show. Sat was with Vic Mizar at the first intermission. They'll be back for the second intermission and the Canucks Central postgame show, where they'll be joined by Sportsnet's Ian McIntyre. Fast Eddie Gregory is providing great production work from our Sportsnet 650 studios tonight. Lena Sitagian is with us here in the booth at Rogers Arena, doing a great job as always. Cam Barra is the executive producer of Canucks Hockey and our fearless leader. It takes a cast of thousands to bring you the action all season long along the Sportsnet radio network. As Carlson brings it into the Vancouver zone, dropped it to Marchessault. He was tied up, played to the right point for Petrangelo with a long drive that missed the net. And Marchessault keeps it in left side, dumped it down the boards. Luke Shen battles it up the wall. He'll fight for the puck with Amadio. Then Marchessault clears it back to the goal, but Demko handles it nicely with his stick and clears it out to center himself to relieve the pressure.
Yeah, smart little play by Demko. Just get it out over the blue line. And it gives his team a chance to get a change.
Now Alec Martinez, left wing to center, dumps it behind the Vancouver net. Luke Shen, side of the goal, tips it free for Pod Colson, who makes a nice safe play to float it out through the middle into the Vegas end, and Alec Martinez goes back to it in his own zone as the Canucks complete a line change. Just over 3.5 minutes left in the second. Vancouver leads Vegas 4-2, but here's Kolesar trying to split the defense. Cut it on goal with a backhand shot from the bottom of the left circle that was held out by Demko off the pad. And now JT Miller carries back to center. Chance for a 3-on-2 for the Canucks. Miller, center lane drive, left wing for Pod Colson to the net, to the backhand, stopped by Leonard. Puck is underneath Pod Colson, and Miller gets it free right corner. Try to pass back to the line that was blocked by Kolesar, but Miller digs it loose again to Chason on the right wing. Alex Chason fighting for the puck with Shea Theodore along the wall. It goes below the goal line. Braden McNabb near corner is tied up by JT Miller. Gets it free again to Chason, who protects it from Kolasar and dumps it behind the Vegas net. Garland after it on the forecheck. Theodore tried to clear, but Dermott held into the line. Left circle for Brad Hunt. Down the boards to Horvat. Centering pass. Blocked by Theodore. Comes to Horvat again behind the net. Into the high slot for Dermott. Back to Horvat, top of the right circle. The puck hopped over his stick into the corner, so he'll shovel it behind the net. And Garland gets it on the forecheck. Winding deep in the zone. Plays back to the left point for Brad Hunt. Takes a long shot. Stopped by Leonard. He didn't even grab it with his glove, but falls on top of it to get the whistle as he really sensed his team was under pressure. And Braden McNabb, exhausted, goes to the bench as that line, all of them were out there for more than a minute for Vegas.
You know, give the Canucks a lot of credit. They look like a team that's trying to make the playoffs. Vegas, they do not. I'll be honest, with all that talent that they have, there is zero work ethic on that side. And good on the Canucks. You know, you outwork a team with talent, you're going to win every time.
Canucks win the draw, but Ekman-Larsson couldn't hold in the attacking zone. So he plays it back to center for Tyler Myers, who slaps it back in around the end wall. Garland can't get to it on the forecheck. Nicholas Waugh, far side, is poked off the puck by Horvat. But it rolls behind his own net for Whitecloud, and he'll rim it around to the near side for Evgeny Dadonov, who gets out the sand wedge to chop it out to center for Jack Eichel. Eichel, left wing into the Vancouver zone, force wide by Myers, try to center it. Pass for below the goal line. Blocked by Horvat in the slot to the far corner. Petrangelo gets it right point for Waugh in the high slot. Watched by Ekman-Larsson, dumps it far corner to Petrangelo. Back to Martinez, top of the point log. Wrist shot was tipped on by Dadonov, and Demko made a good save up high. I don't think he even saw it, but it hit him in the chest. Now Petrangelo, right point to the near circle. One-timer for Eichel from wide on the boards is stopped by Demko. With 1:39 left in the second, and the Canucks up 4-2 on the Golden Knights in this crucial Pacific Division tilt tonight at Rogers Arena.
Another nice save by Demko. Comes across, it's a wide one-timer, but it's still a hard shot, and then he just grabs it like easy save, I got this. And the confidence that the Canucks have in their goaltender makes it so much easier to play. They know he's going to be there time after time again.
Golden Knights win the draw. Ben Hutton with a shot from the line. Blocked in front by Chason. Gets it ahead to Hughes. And here come the Canucks to center. Hughes, right wing, into the Vegas zone. Delays, top of the near circle. Hits the trailer. Miller into the slot. He couldn't handle the puck as it was bobbling. Turns to the left wing wall. He's still got it. Try to pass into the slot. Blocked by Pacioretty. And Miller tripped him up as he tried to escape the zone. Really surprised there wasn't a penalty there as the Canucks get it back in deep and get a change.
I was looking for the armband. I thought it was going up for sure off of that one.
Petrangelo with a bank pass out of the reach of Stone to the Vancouver line is icing against Vegas. 1:06 left in the second period. Canucks are up 4-2. Make sure to stay tuned for Satyar Shah, Bick Nizar, and Canucks Central at the intermission coming up in mere moments.
Well, yeah, JT Miller, I thought he was going for two. Little hook from behind, but he gets away with one.
And nice. The Lamico line comes out for the offensive zone draw.
Nice to see Richardson get a goal. And a former Canuck comes back and has done a nice job of helping out in terms of guys injured and just filling in.
Canucks win the draw. Tyler Myers down the left wing, drives it right to the goal. Held out by Leonard at the near post as we enter the final minute of the period. Chandler Stevenson doesn't have a stick. It broke off the draw. Canucks still have the Golden Knights hemmed in. Lockwood, left boards, to the top of the point for Tyler Myers. Fakes the shot, settles it, and goes right circle for Ekman-Larsson. Back to Myers at the point. Stevenson on him. Still doesn't have a stick. Got it to Lamico with a hard shot from the top of the left circle that deflected over the net. Now Pacioretty clears to the line, but Myers held in near point. Golden Knights can't get out of their own end. Van Hutten back to it. Leaves for Petrangelo. He'll spin in his own zone. Stevenson got off on a change. As the Canucks got a change too, and now Hutton to center dumps it in on Demko, who handles it at the side of the goal and then covers it with Jack Eichel pressuring in on the forecheck. 18 seconds remaining in this second period. Vancouver leads Vegas 4-2.
Well, Stevenson didn't have a stick, and I think at one point he did try to take Lamico's. He's like, give me that. Grabbed it, and he was holding on to it, and he was pulling it from him.
I'm fairly certain there's a penalty for that in the
rule. There should have been a penalty, but he did grab it. I was watching him. He grabbed it like three times. I'll take this.
Hey, whatever you got to do to try and win the game, I guess.
Lamico's a bigger man than Stevenson, though, so.
Canucks get it off the draw. Horvat lifts it off the glass out to center. Braden McNabb back to it. Plays ahead for Shea Theodore. He'll go rink wide left wing for William Karlsson into the Vancouver zone. Try to drop pass into the slot. Marchessault missed it. It goes to the corner, and that'll do it for the second period. As the Canucks get three goals in the middle frame, Podkolzin, Pedersen, and Richardson all bulge the twine, and it's Vancouver 4 and Vegas 2 after 2 tonight in Vancouver. As we join Satyar Shah and Bick Nizar for instant intermissions.
Breaking down the game after two periods. This is Canucks Central at the intermission on the official home of the Canucks. Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network.
A headman pass, left wing for Janmark. Across to the right side for Kolesar. Try to pass back into the slot, but Pedersen broke it up. It's a two-on-one. Pedersen has Richardson. Pedersen, left wing to Richardson in front. He scores! An unbelievable pass from Ali as Pedersen finds Brad Richardson on the tape all alone in front. His fourth goal of the season gives the Canucks a 4-2 lead.
It's Elias Pettersson's show tonight. A three-point performance, 2 points in that second period, including a goal, helping the Canucks take a commanding 4-2 lead over the Vegas Golden Knights after two periods of play. And this is Canucks Central at the intermission on Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network. Satyar Shah with Bick Nizar. Get in touch with us on our Dunbar Lumber text inbox, 650-650. Before the game, we talked a lot about what has to happen tonight. And, of course, we know Thatcher Demko has to be sensational, and he sure has been between the pipes for the Canucks. But the other thing that had to happen was the Stars. And no bigger star when he's on top of his game for Vancouver than Elias Pettersson. And the last time these two teams met, Pettersson was the best player on the ice, helping the Canucks win on the road over Vegas. And not much has changed so far here tonight. He has, especially in that second period, by far been the most impactful player on the ice tonight.
You said it. It's the Elias Pettersson show. And he's absolutely taken over this game. He was in on all three goals there.
Yep.
The Podkolzin goal. A fantastic slap pass on the power play again. We talked about in the first period how bizarre the Vegas Golden Knights penalty kill was. On the opening goal, Bo Horvat in his traditional slot. Three Vegas Golden Knights above Bo Horvat. He's in the bumper.
Yeah.
So it was JT Miller, as he mentioned, hey, this was in the pre-scout. We talked to him in the first intermission. If they can get that pass down there, Zach Whitecloud is in no man's land. Just trying to make something happen, and Miller just gets a pass past him. Chiasson goes up to Bo, and he scores. Same thing happens. Zach Whitecloud above Bo Horvat for some reason in the bumper, and the puck just goes around, and it's too much real estate for Whitecloud to now cover.
Yeah.
Pettersson just cuts a slap pass back to Podkolzin, who taps it in, puts it off the post, but cleans up the mess. And it was a very elite anticipation pass by Elias Pettersson that's perfectly weighted as well. It wasn't just a smack it and hope he gets it right. It had some weight on it.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, and just like defensively, let's break through that play overall, Bick. Just on the fourth goal, the read he makes, and we were watching it and we were just both astonished that not only him being able to jump that passing lane, but how quickly he recognized that play was going to happen. He essentially reads Kolesar's eyes and sees that Kolesar looks over and is thinking of making a D-to-D pass across the blue line. And at that, just as soon as Kolesar looks up, you see Pettersson below the blue line stop and jump up. Like, as soon as he saw Kolesar look up, he knew that pass was going
to
happen.
Kolesar hasn't even committed to the pass yet.
No, he just looked.
He just looked, and Pettersson says, okay, I got three guys behind me. I can go make this jump. And jumps it, and suddenly it springs a two-on-one opportunity. And we talk about those chances, you know, transition chances, managing the puck at the offensive blue line. Vegas Golden Knights make a huge mistake thanks to Elias Pettersson creating a turnover. And then, look, there's still a lot of work to do when you take the puck at the blue line. You got to get into the opposition zone, two-on-one. And as Rafe texted in, finally they pass on a two-on-one. But
yeah,
the patience on that two-on-one, he waited and waited and waited and waited. And Ben Hunton never matches the speed of Brad Richardson, who checks up and cuts back inside, and Ben Hutton just winds up skating into the post, basically. He's taking away the pass. He's next to Brad Richardson the whole way. There's nothing Pettersson can pass to until the very last moment because Pettersson's patience outweighed Ben Hutton's speed.
Well, and Ben Hutton did the worst thing you can do, taking nobody. Ends up in no man's land in front of the net, and then an easy tap in for Brad Richardson on that play. And, you know, it was, you know, and working in reverse order here, it was Brad Richardson who scored the Canucks' first fourth goal in this game. Well, the third goal was scored by Elias Pettersson, but a bit of a fortunate bounce for that to go in. Well, let me correct myself. The shot he gets off is incredibly impressive. Cuts to the middle of the net, drags the defender over, gets open, and wires a shot. And it hits it, shoots it so hard. And, yes, I know Leonard struggled tonight. He looks a bit shaky. Can't control the puck. It's kind of loose in front of him. And then White Cloud ends up, you know, knocking it in off his skate. It looked like Bo Horvat was there, too, so give Horvat credit for driving the net and kind of forcing that play to happen. But that play happens because of Elias Pettersson being able to cut to the middle of the ice and drag the goalie over, get the shot off, and he's not able to ice it, and then it goes in. A bit of a fortuitous bounce for that to go in and for that to end up being a goal, and Pettersson gets credited for it. But it just goes, again, to show how much of an impact he's having in this game tonight.
Yeah, Robin Lehner's really fighting the puck and was on that play, just kind of batting it down. And then, look, I know it was raining in Vancouver today. That doesn't mean in the Rogers Arena is a swimming pool, because Robin Lehner is just really just doing whatever he can to take up space and cannonballing in the crease right now. He's struggling there, and that play should easily be covered up and whistle blown, but you leave an opportunity for guys to crash the net. That's what they're going to do. And as you mentioned, goes off White Cloud's skate and in the ice or into the net. And Pettersson gets credit, but creating the space for himself, that's where it separates. And then, look, the shot's just a great shot.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, even if Leonard was feeling it tonight, maybe he's not able to cleanly handle that. I mean, that's how good a shot it was. So perhaps, you know, you want to give Leonard a bit of a break. But you're right. A tough game for him tonight. Keep peppering him, because this game has unfolded the way it kind of had to for Vancouver. They weren't going to have the territorial advantage tonight. They weren't going to be out-chancing, out-shooting Vegas. What it had to come down to, and we went through this in the pregame show extensively, Thatcher Demko, of course, he's got to be good. But it comes down to your stars taking over, and that's exactly what's happened. If you have the best goalie in the game, you have the best skater in the game, even if your team gets outplayed, you got a chance to win. And that's exactly what's happening here tonight. But the guy who broke the deadlock at the start of the second period, or early in the second period, was the man who's been the talk of the town the past few days, the young number 92, Vasily Podkolzin, who found himself on the power play, net front. And what I liked about that play, and here again we come back to Elias Pettersson, who featured in on all three goals in the second period. Pettersson, a nice slap pass to Podkolzin, who took chase on spot net front of the power play. He gets a nice tip in, just misses, hits the post, but he's able to gather the rebound and score. On that play, a number of things to me stood out. Number one, Podkolzin being able to recognize the open lane and the angle to be able to receive that pass, and then to be able to not only get the shot off, but to still stay with it and score that goal. It showed some of his smarts, but also how hard he's going to be to move off that net front roll down the road.
Really impressive stuff. And again, it was, A, he wasn't even in the right spot just yet for where Pettersson was targeting, but you're right. The way he spins to protect his stick is, even if White Cloud's there, he's got to go around his body in that scenario. Maybe he takes another penalty. So we talked so much about process getting it right in the last postgame show. That's the sort of stuff that's really exciting about Vasily Podkolzin. The production is nice. Like, that goal is really nice. But the other game, he didn't get a point, but he was doing so many other things right that it's indicators of play that is conducive to offense.
Yeah.
The production will eventually come. Maybe not the rest of this season when there's not 8.5 games left here, but it's the type of stuff that you look at and you say, okay, this guy's getting it. He's making the right plays away from the puck. He's making the right plays in the defensive zone. If he gets that sort of stuff right, it'll translate to offense, either good defense transitioning to offense or just being in the right spots, doing the right things, sealing body position, keeping your stick free. Look, he tips it off the post and is still unaccosted, has enough space and time to bat it back in. The NHL, the margins are so thin. After that goes off the post, he should be getting harassed and stick tied up. When you have good body positioning, you keep your hands free, you can score another goal.
And precisely, such a good breakdown there, Bick, of how Vasily Podkolzin was able to get his positioning net front and be able to score that goal to, at the time, give the Canucks a 2-1 lead, currently up 4-2. And, you know, staying with Podkolzin for a moment, the way he also drove the net a bit earlier, There was a play earlier in the second period. It was after he scored, where he's coming down the right wing, and he doesn't have great body position. Like he's being directed to the outside by the defender
and into the boards.
He is, but what is he able to do? He's still able to essentially settle himself and then push against the player who's pushing him out and gain leverage in inside position and still be able to bend and drive to the net. We always say players should drive to the net. It's not that easy. Like, it really isn't that easy, especially when a guy is pushing you and has leverage on you, pushing you outside. For you to be able to bend and get in on that and fight that off shows incredible strength, but also incredible skating ability. And thirdly, incredible athleticism. For him to be able to bend his body and be able to gain and load up that way to still drive through that pressure, it just kind of shows you the innate, natural ability that Vasily Podkolzin has that allows him to do those sort of things.
And using the defender's leverage against him, he's trying to be aggressive and push you to the boards. So all you have to do is get that inside shoulder on the inside shoulder, and he's coming at you. Just dip the shoulder, carry the puck, and you need to do multiple things in that scenario. Obviously, you have the power in your legs, as you mentioned, to drive and continue to push it. But as soon as you get that shoulder, now you have lane to get to the front of the net and controls the puck the whole way through. He chained so many ideas together and just pulled it off really well and had to go a great distance wide. Like, he's at the boards, pretty much at the top of the circles, and then cuts hard towards the net. Next season is going to be really exciting for Vasily Podkolzin, turning into a bit of a power forward with a defensive presence as well.
Yeah, no doubt about that. A lot of reaction on a text inbox. Scott in Calgary, it's tragic catching myself double-checking the standings one more time as the Canucks position themselves for a potential win. Why did it give me hope like this? Well, they win this hockey game. They're 2 points back of Vegas and four back of L.A. with a game coming up against L.A. So, yeah, that's what Scott's mentioning. They win this game, and all of a sudden you might think they do have a bit of a chance on the outside looking in. Jeff from Mission, boys, how are we doing? Me and the friends just cleaned up at trivia night, haven't been able to watch the game. Well, they're doing pretty well, up 4-2 so far over the Golden Knights, and this one says Podzilla is a beast. I love it. Now, obviously the game is a big part of what's happening here tonight, but the other part of this evening is the Canucks for Kids Telethon that is currently underway. And you know, Bick, we talk so much about all the great initiatives the Vancouver Canucks do, and it wasn't that long ago there was the Canucks Autism night here, acceptance night here at Rogers Arena, and tonight it is the telethon. And we all know how much this telethon means to the community and this organization and all the people that it touches.
Absolutely. And if you want to donate, you can jump online, Canucks.com/telethon. We'll take you right to where you need to go to donate. And by donating, you can give yourself a chance to win a 2022 Toyota Corolla Cross LE all-wheel drive. Also, if you make a donation of $100 or more, you can also get a 8x10 picture of a special edition Thatcher Demko All-Star picture. So jump online, Canucks.com/telethon. I just took a peek, and it looks like they've raised over $200,000 already this evening, $231,000. So keep jumping online. Keep making that donation. Send the link to your friends. Let's keep pushing this evening to get that number up.
That's a nice number, but let's keep pushing that number and let's get that a bit higher. And the Telethon is presented by TD. And please donate online at Canucks.com/telethon. The Canucks, well, they have a 4-2 lead on the Vegas Golden Knights heading into the third period. And Batch and Hershey have the call. Can the Canucks hold on to get the victory in regulation? We'll find out right here on the home of your Canucks, Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network.
Welcome back to Rogers Arena. Brendan Batchelor and Corey Hirsch with you again tonight from the Jim Robson broadcast gondola as the Canucks lead the Golden Knights 4-2 after two. We'll get to the third period in just a moment. But it's once again an opportunity to remind you that tonight is the 32nd annual Canucks for Kids Fund Telethon presented by TD. Join your Vancouver Canucks and make a difference in the lives of some very special children. And you could win a 2022 Toyota Corolla Cross limited edition all-wheel drive. Donate online at Canucks.com/telethon today. Be a part of the team and help us help BC Kids. Canucks in blue will go from right to left in the third period. The Golden Knights in white will go from left to right. And Vegas is out shooting Vancouver 28-20, Hershey, but the Canucks got some timely scoring in the middle frame. They've had some great performances from their top players, which we talked about before the game. Pettersson and Horvat have both been tremendous tonight, and it's a big part of the reason the Canucks lead by two heading to the third.
Well, you know what, and they have been, but I don't want to leave out Pod Colson. How good has he been tonight? He's had some scoring chances. He's got a goal. And he, too, has been a nice surprise here down the stretch for the Canucks with all the injuries they have.
As Miller wins the draw, we're underway of the third period, and Quinn Hughes dumps it into the Vegas zone to our left. Miller after it right corner, trying to protect it from Jack Eichel. They'll battle for it along the boards. Miller gave it away to Marchessault along the wall, who cleared to center, but Chiasson tipped it back to Luke Shen, who dumps it right back deep into the Vegas end. Shea Theodore in the near corner, pokes it up the boards on the backhand for Nicholas Waugh. He's tied up by Quinn Hughes. And tried to clear, but JT Miller held in, covering at the point, and dumps it back below the goal line. Braden McNabb, far corner, goes to the near side for Shea Theodore, ahead for Waugh. At his own blue line, goes rink wide to McNabb, far side, left wing to center for Eichel. He brings it into the Vancouver zone, plays a backhand rink wide pass to Marchessault, who was tied up by Garland. And then Garland was knocked to the ice, couldn't clear the zone, but it bounces back to the near corner. Quinn Hughes gets to it and floats it high in the air and out to center.
Well, Canucks 4-2 lead. You just don't want to give one up early. You want to keep pushing for that fifth goal as well.
Pettersson knocks down a pass at the Vegas line. Left wing for Horvat. Long shot was tipped over the goal by Petrangelo. And deflects out of play off the stick of the former St. Louis Blue and veteran Vegas defenseman.
Well, now, so the Canucks can take this one, Brendan. They've taken 5 of 6 points against Vegas in this three-game stretch that they've had. And when you look at that stretch during earlier in the year, you'd be thinking, well, you know, Vegas would be a top team in the NHL. It'd be tough to do. And, man, that would be an accomplishment and would keep them right in the hunt.
As Lamico wins the draw to Lockwood, back to the left point, Ekman-Larsson shoots wide of the net. The Canucks have been a very good team under Bruce Boudreau, which, you know, people are obviously aware of because of the fact they've got themselves back into this playoff conversation. But the pace they've been on under Boudreau, 27 wins from 48 games, 8 overtime losses in there as well. That's a 105-point pace over an 82-game season. The problem is they don't get to play 82 under him, and they've only got 8 more after this one tonight.
But pretty impressive nonetheless. It shows you, you know, how good of a coach that Boudreau is and what he can do with the group. It's the start. We always would forever talk about the start of this season.
And you know what? It is still a huge uphill climb for them. Even if they're able to see this one across the finish line and win it in regulation, they still have tons of work to do to try and get back into a playoff position. But the fact that we're talking about this on April 12th, after they won 6 of their first 22 games, is something else, whether they make it in or not.
It really is.
Golden Knights have it back in the Vancouver zone. Amadio right point. Goes left side for Theodore. Tried to go back to Amadio right circle, but Kyle Burrows tipped it into the corner. Amadio gets it down low for Dadonov near side. Top of the right circle. Tried a shot. Tip wide by Burrows into the far corner, where Braden McNabb chases it down and rims it behind the net. Dadonov on the right wing half boards. Pokes it down the wall. Carlson is tied up by Hughes. Gets it free for Burrows. Tipped it to the line. But McNabb and Theodore combined to hold in. And then Shea Theodore took a long wrist shot that Demko tracked well through traffic and grabbed with his glove hand. 2:44 into the third period. The Canucks still lead the Golden Knights 4-2.
Now, it's Thatcher Demko's rebound control always that's impressive. And Vegas is shooting for rebounds. They're just trying to throw stuff off of his pads, but he just catches it instead. You know, he makes a lot of smart plays. And, you know, goalie sense, which what I didn't have, Brendan, still don't have.
Well, you had enough of it. You made the NHL.
Yeah, well, you've seen me off the ice. It's all fun.
Hockey sense and street smarts are different things, I think.
And Sesame Street smarts on my end.
As Dickinson dives to clear it out of his own zone, Zach Whitecloud back to it, dumps it behind the Canuck net. Jake Lecision on the forecheck digs it loose to Kolesar. Tried a shot that missed wildly wide. And Janmark has it left corner. Protects it from Dermott. Janmark with a centering pass. Went through the crease out the near side. Whitecloud has it right point. And dumps it back behind the Canuck net. But Brad Hunt tips it away from Jason Dickinson. And he'll sweep it back out to center ice. Canucks doing a great job there. being hemmed in their own zone, but Vegas is just working it around the perimeter. Canucks are keeping them to the outside, breaking up plays where they can, and waiting for their opportunities as Lockwood breaks up a play at his own line, skates to center, dumps it in, and allows his team to get a complete line change.
You're right, Brad. It's been impressive, actually. And they're just killing off more and more clock every time Vegas comes in, just by keeping them outside, not really allowing them anything into the inside.
Now Miller turns it over in the slot in his own zone. Marchessault tried a no-look drop pass to Waugh, and luckily for Miller, gave it right back, and Chiasson's able to get it out to center. Puck management has not been a strong suit of either team in this game tonight. And it's a big part of the reason why they have combined for 6 goals. 4 of them for Vancouver, and the Canucks lead by 2 here as we near the 5-minute mark of the third. Jack Eichel to center, dumps it left corner in the Vancouver zone. Tyler Myers back to it on the inboards. Rims it around the far side for Pettersson. He was knocked down as he cleared it to the line. Waugh bumped him into the boards, and Martinez held in left point. Near side for Theodore, dumps it down low. Centering pass from behind the net by Marchessault. Came back to Theodore at the line. His long shot missed the net, but deflected off the inboards back to the side of the goal, and Demko covers up.
I've been looking at Vegas' lineup. They've got Waugh on the right side, and Amadio, Stone, and Kolesar, and I'm wondering why, you know, he's playing with Eichel and Dadonov. He typically plays center. And they really don't have anybody on that right side that they could put there other than Stone, and Stone hasn't played. And so they are really hurting on that right side, and I think the Canucks have taken advantage of it.
Mark Stone has played just over 11 minutes in this game tonight. And his first appearance after missing the last 26 as it's thrown to the goal, stopped by Demko in the crease. As the Vegas Golden Knights, rather, won the faceoff, and Theodore fanned on a centering pass that was then tipped to the net by Stevenson. Pacioretty drove the crease, and Demko held strong.
Well, and this is probably their hardest working line right now. Stevenson, Pacioretty, and Stone. But you can see where Stone's clearly sucking wind at times. But, Brendan, you know, we can talk about Vegas all night long. I mean, the Canucks have really, they've outworked Vegas. Bottom line, they've just outworked them, beat them to loose pucks.
As the Golden Knights win the draw, Theodore left circle for Martinez, cutting to the net, and Demko turned it wide of the near post on a save in tight. As JT Miller settles it near corner. 5 minutes elapsed in the third. Canucks lead the Golden Knights 4-2 tonight at Rogers Arena in the final meeting of the season between the two teams. Pacioretty plays ahead to Mark Stone. Clears it to the Vancouver line. Pod Colson knocks it down, sends it back to center. Golden Knights in the middle of a change, didn't quite get caught with too many men on the ice. And Dadonov drives back in on the right wing. He's got it behind the Canuck net. Out the left wing side, centering pass, tips to Theodore near circle. He scores! Shea Theodore from the right wing faceoff dot rips it off the far post and in. And it's a one-goal game. Vegas makes it 4-3.
Canucks get caught sleeping a little bit. And they've allowed Vegas back into this game. This is an early goal to score in this period. Vegas has lots of time. But Connor Garland creeps up too far to the point, and it's Theodore actually gets in behind him. And that's his point man, and he gets it, and he rips it blocker side low on Demko off the post and in, and it's a great shot by Theodore. And for Dadonov to hit him with a pass, kind of a lucky pass, it goes off of Quinn Hughes' skate. And the score's 4-3 now, Brendan. We got a game.
12th of the year for Shea Theodore comes at 5:27 of the third period. The time of the goal is brought to you by Cro-Mackay, Western Canada's trusted accountants for over 50 years. Find out more at cromackay.ca. Canucks back in on the forecheck in the Vegas zone. Dadonov back to it, swept it all the way down the ice. Won't be icing, though, as Amadio got to it first on the forecheck. And protects it from Hunt near corner. Now to Dadonov, down the right wing, behind the Vancouver net. Out the left wing side, centering pass is tipped at the top of the crease by Amadio, but wide of the net. Amadio, after it in the right corner, gets it to William Carlson behind the goal. Tried to center, Dermott blocked the pass. Horvat back to help out, scoops it up the near wall for Connor Garland, who winds to center on left wing, lifts it into the Vegas end. And Braden McNabb takes it back behind his own goal.
Now this will be assisted from Martinez and Dadonov. A little bit of a lucky goal. The goals have all been funky tonight, Brendan.
Dickinson to the Vegas line. Mishandled the puck and lost it to Shea Theodore, who carries back to center and floats it high in the air to the inboards in the Canucks zone. Kolesar is first to it in the left corner, tied up by Tyler Myers. The battle goes up the far wall to the top of the circle. Dickinson and Lecision in there too. It comes back to Martinez. Now to the right point for Theodore. Tried to make a move around Lockwood, who poked the puck free to center but fell to the ice. Some of the fans maybe wanted a tripping call against Theodore, but I'm not sure if they have a case. And the Golden Knights will counterattack again. Nicholas Waugh for Kolesar. Center lane drive into the Vancouver zone. Tried a shot. Shen tipped it to the corner. And Quinn Hughes gets it below the goal line. He'll stretch it to center. It's tipped away from Podkolzin in on Leonard, who handles it at the side of the net, rims it around to the near wall, but JT Miller knocks it down. Miller protecting it on the boards. Goes back to Hughes. Top of the point. Long wrist shot was blocked in front by Martinez. And Podkolzin in the near corner battles with Theodore, who's able to clear it out to center ice.
Waugh just took a shift in place of Janmark on that fourth line for Vegas.
Janmark's still on the bench. It's not an injury situation as far as we know. And now here's Marchessault with a burst of speed. Left wing into the Vancouver zone. Poke check nicely by Brad Hunt. Good defensive play, and it allows JT Miller to wind slowly back to center before dumping it in. So the Canucks complete a wholesale change.
Well, that's a good thing because Marchessault had Eichel breaking to the net. A nice play by Hunt to break that up.
Now Eichel rolls it in on Demko from center. He mishandled it in the slot, nearly turned it over. Was able to clear it up the boards. And then Eichel tipped it back to the corner. Now Pettersson gives it away to Stone, far side. Back to Ben Hutton at the point. Throws it down the left wing for Eichel. Was given a rough ride into the boards by Brad Hunt. It comes loose to Stone into the slot. Petrangelo hit the underside of the crossbar, but it stayed out. I'm not sure how. That one looked like it was destined for the back of the net, and Pettersson lifts it high in the air on the backhand and out to center.
Oh, man, did he rip that. What a shot.
Golden Knights coming on. Canucks need to hold the fort here as a puck is dumped in on Demko from center, and he'll leave it for Ekman-Larsson behind the net. Oliver Ekman-Larsson, far side for Kyle Burrows, sends it high on the backhand out to center. Alec Martinez back to it in his own end, near side for Whitecloud. Then ahead for Chandler Stevenson, who's pushed off the puck at center by Brad Richardson, and Sheldon Dries lifts it off the glass. Back to the red line, Zach Whitecloud plays ahead for Amadio, who dumps into the Vancouver zone, but Dries gets it. Goes rink wide right side to center for Kyle Burrows, who didn't reach the red line. And so ices the puck. And the fourth line of the Canucks, or at least two-thirds of them, are stuck out on the ice for the defensive zone faceoff.
What a shot by Petrangelo, though. My goodness. This thing goes right bar down. And that could have gone the other way very easily.
Precarious situation for the Canucks here. Their fourth line stuck out on the ice after the icing call. It's Carlson, Dadonov, and Amadio on the offensive zone faceoff, but Richardson wins it back to the end boards for Myers. Tried to play to the far corner. Ekman-Larsson missed it. William Carlson has it behind the net. He brings it out the right wing side. He's hooked by Myers, though. This will be a Vancouver penalty. Theodore with a long shot left wing. Stopped by Demko. He holds it for the whistle. But Myers will get the gate, and the Golden Knights will get their second power play of the evening when we return with a chance to tie the game. 9:17 into the third. Vancouver leads Vegas 4-3 on Alpine Credits Canucks Hockey on the Sportsnet Radio Network. 9:17 into the third period tonight in Vancouver. The Canucks lead the Golden Knights 4-3.
Be a player. Bet on hockey like never before with Play Now Sports, your local BC sportsbook.
But Vegas is off to the power play with Tyler Myers in the box for hooking as the Canucks win a faceoff in their own end, and Quinn Hughes clears it all the way down the ice.
A monster kill from the Canucks. And some unlucky news on the out-of-town scoreboard. Dallas just beat Tampa 1-0. That gives them another 2 points.
Meanwhile, the LA Kings were winners earlier tonight, 5-2, over the Chicago Blackhawks. So no help for either of these teams, which makes this game that much more crucial for both of them. Shea Theodore to center, drops it back to his own line for Evgeny Dadonov. He'll pass middle of the ice for Jack Eichel into the Vancouver zone. Left wing to Pacioretty. Down the boards for Dadonov. To the top of the right circle for Mark Stone. Stone for Dadonov on the right wing wall. To the line for Theodore. Now to the left circle for Eichel. 1:10 left in the Vegas power play. Eichel down low for Stone. Played into the high slot for Theodore. Near side. One-timer for Pacioretty. He ripped it over the net, and it deflects off the glass and all the way back into the Vegas zone.
You know, it was bobbling a little bit when he got it, and I think it turned over edge, and that fired way over the net.
Now Theodore turned the puck over at the Vancouver line. Fanned on a drop pass, but it comes loose to Pacioretty left wing. He'll go down the boards for Chandler Stevenson. Stevenson dumped it into the right corner, but gave it away to Lamico, and with the help of Dickinson, who deflected it out of the zone, the Canucks clear it back to center.
No, the way Vegas' power play is This could be a good thing for the Canucks. They might kill off an extra 2 minutes.
Stevenson, left wing for Carlson, across the Vancouver line, drops to Marchessault on the slot, trying to shot pass to the back door, but Waugh couldn't tip it on. Petrangelo just holds into the right point, under pressure from Miller, carries down the near boards, and then scoops it back to Marchessault at the point. Over to the left side for Chandler Stevenson, threw it to the net, Nicholas Waugh in tight, tried to go backhand to forehand, but stumbled over a fallen Ekman Larson, lost the puck, and Luke Shen clears it all the way down the ice. The power play is over, Myers is back on the ice, and Vegas is 0-2 on the man advantage tonight. Here's William Carlson down the left wing with a hot shot stopped up high by Demko. Hughes clears it up the far boards to the line. It looked like White Cloud held it in, but the linesman called it offside, so there will be a neutral zone faceoff when we return. 8:28 left in the third. The Canucks lead the Golden Knights 4-3, and you're listening to Alpine Credits Canucks Hockey on Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network. 8:28 left in the third period tonight in Vancouver. The Canucks lead the Golden Knights 4-3. Brendan Batchelor and Corey Hirsch with you. Time to take a look at the turning point of the game. We go all the way back to the first couple of minutes of the second period. It was 1-1 after one. But Vasily Podkolzin scored on a power play just 1:27 into the second to give the Canucks a lead they have not since relinquished. It's our turning point of the game, brought to you by Northview Golf and Country Club. Two Arnold Palmer Design Championship courses, great food, world-class facilities, and magnificent views. Book now at northviewgolf.com. As we got a Vancouver penalty off the ensuing faceoff, Kyle Burrows got his stick caught up in Alec Martinez's midsection. He'll go for hooking, and the Golden Knights go right back to the power play for the second time in this period.
Well, they're 0 for 17 right now in their last seven games, so maybe the Canucks will... It'll help them kill off another 2 minutes here the way Vegas' power play is going, but you don't want to play with fire too many times because eventually they are going to get one.
Golden Knights already 0-2 on the man advantage tonight. As the faceoff will come. Near circle. In the Vancouver zone, Stone and Miller to take the draw. JT Miller wins it back to the corner. Ekman Larson tried to clear, but Stone knocked it down in the slot. Back to the line for Eichel. Middle of the ice for Theodore, tried to go back to Eichel. JT Miller broke it up, got it ahead. Chance for a two-on-one. Tried to play it ahead to Richardson, who missed it. Then Miller brought it in offside of the line. So the opportunity goes begging, and there'll be a neutral zone faceoff with 8:01 left in the third and 1:48 left in the Vegas power play. The Canucks lead the Golden Knights 4-3.
Well, it's actually a good thing that that was offside, because if it doesn't hit JT Miller, it's a 4-on-2 going the other way for Vegas. And that could have been nasty.
You're listening to Alpine Credits Canucks Hockey on Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network. Own your home. Alpine Credits can get your loan approved. Alpine Credits homeowners get approved. Visit alpinecredits.ca. The Canucks win the draw. Ekman Larson clears it behind the Vegas net. And Shea Theodore on the breakout, passes near boards for Mark Stone. He'll leave for Jack Eichel. Left wing to center for Dadonov. Across the Vancouver line, drops to Pacioretty on the far boards. Then to the point for Shea Theodore. 1:20 left in the Vegas power play. 7.5 minutes left in the third period. The Canucks lead the Golden Knights 4-3. As Horvat pokes it out to center for Pedersen. Was after it on the right wing, but Theodore got back to it to prevent a partial breakaway. And he leaves for Jack Eichel in his own zone. Back to Theodore at center, into the Vancouver end. Left wing Pacioretty, long shot on the board, stopped by Demko. Rebound squirts into the slot. Miller got it free, cleared to the point, but Dadonov held in. Evgeny Dadonov down the left wing. Trying to centering pass, blocked by Shen. Comes to Eichel at the top of the far circle. Eichel floats it back to the line for Theodore. Now to the right circle for Pacioretty. Took a quick wrist shot but missed the net. And Eichel settles it down far boards, mishandled it. It goes out to center. Richardson and Eichel are after it, battling for the puck. And Eichel gets back to it at his own line. Try to pass ahead out of the reach of Nicholas Waugh. Alex Petrangelo follows up. Brings it into the Vancouver zone. Skeets to the right point. Goes down the boards for Marchessault. Back to Petrangelo. 25 seconds left on the power play. To the left circle for Stevenson. Threw it to the side of the net. Nicholas Waugh settles it. Couldn't shoot. Now goes back to Petrangelo. Right circle, Marchessault shoots right on. And Demko stopped him with a glove. 6:27 left in the third. 14 seconds left in the Vegas power play. The Canucks lead the Golden Knights 4-3.
A nice little save by Demko. Marchessault's free on the wide side. But a play before that, Richardson does a nice job of getting all over Jack Eichel at the neutral zone center ice so that it kills off a good 10-12 seconds of this penalty kill And he's been very serviceable for the Canucks since they picked him up off waivers.
Face off near circle to the left of Demko, Horvat and Carlson to take it. And Horvat wins it back to the corner for Ekman-Larsson, who lifts it high in the air all the way down, and that's going to do it for the Vegas power play. As the Golden Knights will go to 0-for-3 on the man advantage tonight. Canucks, for their part, are 2-for-3, and right now that's a huge difference in this game.
Absolutely it is.
Stevenson with a burst of speed into the Vancouver zone. Tried to get around Ekman-Larsson, fell to the ice. Ekman-Larsson might have laid a bit of a hook in, but there's no call, and Garland's back into the Golden Knight end on right wing.
A little bit of a embellishment too, but yes. I think the penalties are even now. It's time to just let the teams play.
Into the final 6 minutes. Unless it's blatant or prevents a scoring chance, we're probably at 5-on-5 for the rest of the night. As a puck is rolled in on Leonard, he goes near corner for Theodore. Behind the net to Martinez, who fires it around the far side for Janmark. He'll drop to Jake Lecision, who drives to the Vancouver line. Backhand pass, left wing for Kolesar, tried to center from the goal line. But it's blocked by Podkolzin, and Chiasson dumps it back out into neutral ice.
Canucks haven't had a shot yet, Brandon. 5 minutes to go in the period.
11-0 are the shots here. Or actually, maybe they've just given them one.
No, that last one, because it was a dump in on Leonard.
As Demko makes a glove hand save and a long shot off the left wing by Janmark, and he holds with 5:04 left in the third. The Canucks lead the Golden Knights 4-3, and we'll have the conclusion of tonight's game when we return on Alpine Credits Canucks Hockey on the Sportsnet Radio Network. 5:04 left in the third period tonight at Rogers Arena. The Canucks lead the Golden Knights 4-3. Brendan Batchelor and Corey Hirsch with you. Make sure to tune in after the game for the Canucks Central postgame show. Sure to be a lively one tonight with Satyar Shah and Bick Nizar. They're warming up in the bullpen, getting ready to come in and provide you extensive coverage after the end of the game. They'll take your calls and texts. You'll hear from Bruce Boudreau live from the podium and much more right here on your home of the Canucks, Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network, as the Golden Knights win a faceoff in the Vancouver zone. Hot shot from the point by Alec Martinez. Went wide of the net of Thatcher Demko, and Bo Horvat clears out to center on the near side. It goes all the way down and is icing. So the faceoff will come back in the defensive zone for the Canucks.
Well, Canucks 4:51 away from a crucial 2 points, and they cannot give Vegas any points either. So you almost have to outright win this hockey game.
With a win, the Canucks would move to within 2 points of Vegas. They'd still be 6 points back of both LA and Dallas, but they would have a game in hand on the Kings, who are looking like the more catchable team for both Vegas and Vancouver in the third spot in that Pacific Division.
Well, they've got a tough schedule coming up. LA, it's not easy.
As Myers clears it off the glass and out to center in his own end of the ice. Golden Knights will regroup and transition, and Stone gains the Vancouver line on the right wing. Tried a centering pass, batted out of midair by Miller, but he gave it away to Stone as he tried to clear the zone. Eichel down low, tries to play it into the slot from the goal line, but gave it away, and Quinn Hughes skates it out to center himself. Right wing to the red line, and he dumps it in.
Jack Eichel having all sorts of trouble. Canucks are putting pressure on him every time he gets the puck.
Carlson, left wing across the Vancouver line, forced to the corner by Hughes, who ties him up on the wall. Marchessault gets it free, played it back to the point, but it's out of the reach of Braden McNabb and out to center. The Kings only have 7 games left on their schedule. Colorado, Columbus, Anaheim, Chicago, Anaheim, Seattle, and Vancouver. So actually not as hard as we thought after the game against Colorado tomorrow night, as the Golden Knights go offside of the Vancouver line and we'll have a neutral zone draw upcoming.
Yeah, I thought their schedule was a little bit more difficult than that.
In fact, they play Colorado tomorrow, and that is their last game against a team in the playoffs right now.
Yeah, it's a very, very uphill climb for the Canucks, but their games are winnable. And then once you get down to the last few games, they play Calgary, Seattle, Edmonton.
Well, and they've got LA head-to-head on the second-to-last game of the season, too.
Yeah, and but Calgary and Edmonton, those games, if they're already in the playoffs and they don't mean anything, you can catch a team that's not engaged.
As Lamico in across the Vegas line, caught an edge, lost his footing, turned the puck over, but Lockwood knocks it back down at center and dumps it back into the Vegas zone. 3:16 left in the third period. The Canucks lead the Golden Knights 4-3. As Dickinson at center plays it past Braden McNabb for Lamico with speed down the left wing into the Vegas zone to the net to the backhand. Stopped by Leonard. Rebound for Pettersson trying to dig it free, but it's cleared to the corner by Theodore. He'll go ahead for Nicholas Waugh, who gains the red line, dumps it in on Demko, who turns it to the far corner, and we'll keep an eye on Leonard to see when Pete DeBoer summons him to the Vegas bench. Now Amadio hit hard into the near boards by Horvat. Golden Knights want a penalty. They think it was from behind, but Garland's back the other way behind the Vegas net. Makes a nice move away from Martinez in front for Pettersson. He's robbed by Leonard, who cleared the rebound out of the crease himself. Great A look for Pettersson in the slot, and now Dadonov lifts it deep into the Canucks zone. Carlson in the near corner, hit by Shen. Puck comes loose to Horvat. He'll get it up the near side for Pettersson. Tried to chop it out of the zone. White Cloud knocked it down for Stone into the slot. Pacioretty winds and fires, but the shot was from a long way out, and Demko kicked it out with his left pad. Stone at center. Quickly ahead for Carlson. Split into defense. In on goal. Got a backhand shot away. Demko made the save. Ended up completely out of his goal, but he recovers as the Golden Knights set up. 2 minutes left in the third. Vancouver leads 4-3. Carlson gets a shot right wing. Demko stopped it. Horvat clears it all the way down, but it turns and rolls right in on Leonard, so there's no icing. The Canucks get the change, and the Golden Knights turn back up ice. As Leonard heads to the bench, it'll be 6-on-5 for Vegas. Canucks leading 4-3 with 1:40 left in the third period. Luke Shen from behind his own net lifts it high in the air out to center, and Jack Eichel takes it at his own blue line. Eichel fires it in around the end glass into the Canucks zone. Marchessault left wing, chops it behind the net. Quinn Hughes plays it into space near corner. Alex Chason is pushed to the boards by Stevenson. Left it for Miller behind the net for Ekman Larson. Across to Hughes, ahead for Garland. He'll carry it up the boards and lift it high in the air and back into the Vegas zone again with Petrangelo back to it. Petrangelo, quick pass left wing for Carlson into the Vancouver zone, forced wide by Hughes. Just over a minute left in the third. Canucks lead 4-3 as a centering pass in front is tipped away from Marchessault by Ekman Larson, and Petrangelo has it right point. Now into the final minute of the third period. Petrangelo to Shea Theodore, left point. Back to Alex Petrangelo. Now to the right circle for Chandler Stevenson. 6-on-5 for the Golden Knights. Stevenson feeds behind the net for Marchessault. Left corner to Eichel. Back to the point, Petrangelo. Near circle, Theodore. One-timer, he scores! Shea Theodore beats Thatcher Demko top shelf with 41 seconds left in the third period. And the Golden Knights get a goal at 6-on-5 from the Langley product, Shea Theodore, to tie the game at 4.
Wow, this is an absolute bomb. 92.6 miles an hour. And Vegas just works it around the circle, works it around the circle. And Garland gets kind of sucked to the middle when Petrangelo brings it to the middle. And what that does, it leaves Theodore wide open on the far side. And this is mainly on Garland missing his check. This may have gone off of Garland's stick as well. I'd have to see that again. But this goes over the glove of Thatcher Demko. And Brendan, we should have taken the over. We're tied at 4.
Theodore's second of the game, second of the period, and 13th of the season. A huge goal for the Golden Knights to tie the game at 4. Comes at 19-18 of the third period. Now they're looking for another as Martinez gets a shot from the line, tip wide of the net. Nicholas Waugh behind the goal, gives it away on the end boards to Juho Lamico, fights it free near side for Jason Dickinson, who gets it high in the air out to center, but only as far as Alec Martinez, who dumps it back in. It was crucial for both of these teams, to be honest, to win this game in regulation. But that will not happen. The late goal by Theodore at 6-on-5 ties it up at 4. The third period is over. 60 minutes solves nothing. And overtime is coming up next.
I'm not even sure what this is going to do to the standings, Brendan. No, it just gives Vegas. Vegas comes out of this one with 85 or 86. Canucks will come out of this one with 81 or 82. And you're right. Both teams actually needed to get that one. Full wins in regulation. But the save by Leonard on Pettersson is really what put this as an opportunity for Vegas to end up getting back in this hockey game. But, you know, when I look at this shot by Theodore, what a bomb. Glove side shelf. And it did not touch anyone on the way in, but man, That's a big point for Vegas. They go into Calgary and Edmonton coming up next. They've got some tough games coming up. But if anything, the Canucks, you still need your 2 points. So as dismal and as disappointing as that was, it's not over. You still have to get your 2 points. And we even said, Brendan, it might not even be about catching Vegas anymore. It might be about catching Los Angeles.
You got to catch Vegas, too. But nothing you can do about that point now. The only thing you can do is make sure Vegas doesn't get the second one and that you do instead. The tying goal by Theodore comes at 19:18 of the third period. The time of the goal is brought to you by Crowe McKay, Western Canada's trusted accountants for over 50 years. Find out more at crowemckay.ca. And so we head to sudden death overtime. The Canucks in blue are going to skate from left to right in the extra period. The Golden Knights in white will go from right to left, and they're going to start with Eichel, Theodore, and Pacioretty. The Canucks will counter with Pettersson, Miller, and Ekman-Larsson. And if you remember, Hershey, it was inside this building, I believe, 9 days ago that Shea Theodore scored the overtime winner to edge the Canucks 3-2. We'll see who's going to play the hero tonight, as Miller and Eichel will contest the faceoff at center ice. We're tied at 4 through 60 minutes. Who can take the extra point? It's time to find out. As Miller wins the draw back to Ekman-Larsson, Canucks in possession to start overtime. They've struggled in the extra period of late, but could certainly use the second point in this game tonight. And here's Miller with speed to the Vegas line. Cutting down the right wing around Eichel, went backhand to forehand, but missed the net, recovers the puck behind the goal. But Theodore knocked it free, then turned it over to Pettersson into the slot. A hard wrist shot, he missed. Past the glove side of Leonard, it caroms back to center, and Ekman-Larsson has it in his own end. He leaves for Bo Horvat in the defensive zone. Horvat slowly to center, banks it right wing for Connor Garland. Garland, left wing for Hughes across the Vegas line, cuts to the top of the point. Dusting the puck off, watched by Eichel, plays left circle for Garland. Garland carries back. Now down the right wing, he's got to step on Theodore to the net. Stopped by Leonard, rebound in front for Hughes on the backhand. He scores! Quinn Hughes with the overtime winner, and the Canucks win their fourth in a row. They outlast the Golden Knights 5-4 and take a crucial 2 points in their chase for a playoff spot.
Finally. They hadn't done very well in overtime in the past few games, and here Connor Garland takes it upon himself. He drives to the net, and as he drives to the net, he takes two players with him, and Eichel's battling Quinn Hughes in front. Eichel wanted a penalty. Quinn Hughes cross-checks him in the back, and then he ends up picking up the rebound and scoring over Leonard. But hey, Brandon, if you're not cheating, you're not trying. And the Canucks end up taking this one in overtime, 5-4 on a goal by Quinn Hughes. Unbelievable hockey game. The Canucks are still in it.
Sixth of the year for Hughes comes 51 seconds into overtime. The time of the goal is brought to you by Crowe McKay, Western Canada's trusted accountants for over 50 years. Find out more at crowemckay.ca. It was a battle. It was a playoff-like atmosphere, Hershey. It was a high-scoring game with lots of mistakes on both sides, too. Canucks will be disappointed that they didn't win it in regulation, but it was crucial that they won it in overtime after they gave up the tying goal.
They had to have the 2 points. There was no, however you got it, you had to get the 2 points, and they got it. If they didn't get the two and only got one, it would be extremely dire. Now they're still in the hunt. They've still got teams to catch. And that was a great goal by Quinn Hughes. They never got down in this hockey game. And man, what a game it was. Canucks win this one.
They go to 82 points out of 74 games. That leaves them 3 points behind Vegas and 6 points behind both LA and Dallas. They do have a game in hand on those Kings. They've got a head-to-head meeting with them left as well, and they'll try to extend this win streak to 5 games when they welcome the Arizona Coyotes into Rogers Arena on Thursday night. And we'll have it for you right here on Sportsnet 650 and along the Sportsnet Radio Network, a 7 o'clock face-off. Once again, the final score at Rogers Arena. The Canucks, 5 of the Golden Knights, 4 in overtime. For Corey Hirsch, this is Brendan Batchelor in Vancouver. The Canucks Central postgame show starts right now!